If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's Britney, bitch.
Bad girl's fat.
How dare you? How dare you say that, son of a bitch?
These beasts are the largest living land mammals in North America. They're so ferocious, they have no natural predators. And they're omnivorous, which means they'll eat just about anything. And nothing gets between them and their food.
I find that despicable. I find that disgusting. Naughty, naughty, naughty. This is for all the fat girls!
You shouldn't encourage people to be fat. Fat people are immoral.
Shut up, fatty fat fat pants!
And now.
My first impression of Kevin is that maybe he's looking for a sex change.
Our feature presentation.
Wow. Wow, what's the show busy music?
I don't know.
I thought we were having a party. Aren't we celebrating today? Isn't there cake? Aren't there party hats? Streamers? Flyers? Booze?
Thursday the 17th, celebrating...
I don't know.
Kevin,
birthday?
You're the guest of honor. I would think you would be the one who would expect a party thrown today.
My birthday isn't now. What are you talking about?
You're being coy, but I heard about Alessandra. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What does she do?
Victoria's Secret supermodel, Alessandra Ambrosio.
Oh.
Yes.
Pregnant.
Oh.
Pregnant.
No.
Yes, with her first child.
Yeah.
And I just assumed when I saw the story, I said, Kevin has got to be over the moon. I don't know how his wife is going to react to it, but I would imagine you're pretty excited. You got to be feeling pretty manly this morning.
I'm looking forward to September. That's true. Can't wait.
I bet you are.
Right in the oven.
She is having a baby.
Yeah, that's the rumor.
They do that, you guys.
Yeah.
I know. You can't control it.
We have to control it, though. We need, I mean, except in this case, of course, because we're all very happy for Kevin and hope they're very
Thank
happy
you.
Together.
Thank
but we have to, the plan yesterday where we have the blow dart with the Nor plant, we've got to get that going. we got to get a team out there. We got to start following these Victoria's Secret supermodels around. We got to start shooting them in their neck. And making sure that mistakes like this don't happen. Who's with me?
Well, I don't know that we want to shoot anyone in the neck, but
Brittany.
I am down with the Navy SEALs breaking into the house in the middle of the night and doing that surgery. That's fine with
okay.
me.
Okay. Well, we have to do that. But anyway, she's 26 and she's among the hottest women in the whole world.
Yes,
and
she
should adopt is what she should do. And that's just a fact. That's not an opinion. That's just the truth.
I met her at Coachella when Rage was playing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave, biggest Rage fan in the world, I said, hey, I just met at the time I didn't know what her name was. I just met a Victoria's Secret supermodel. And he said, what was her name? And I said, I don't know, Alessandro Ambrose something. Are you kidding? Show me where she is. And Dave completely forgot about the concert. And I had to walk around where I was to see if she was still there. And you know, at Coachella,
she's not still there.
Tens of thousands of people.
Yes.
And
right.
They don't exactly stay in the same place. And Dave would not let me stop looking.
Look how far you've come from I don't even know her name to now she's having my baby, though.
It does seem like a whirlwind. That's true. I mean, it really does. Just,
it's all happened so fast.
It's a blur for me. I don't even remember a lot of it. So.
Where was it in there?
Shut up.
Well, anyway, that's the big news today. So let us know how that goes. Keep us posted, won't you?
I will. Thank you. It's going to be a beautiful baby, though, huh? Me and her?
Half of it.
Me and her?
Depends.
Come on.
It could be a beautiful baby with an enormous head. I worry for the child.
I never thought I would be talking about a couple where one of them is an underwear model and I would be praying that the baby gets her intelligence.
Yeah, well, that's true. That is true.
By the way, we put the black signal in the sky and Dewan called a few minutes before we went on the air. So I'm hoping he is listening and will call again. He apparently had some very important stuff he needed to run by us.
All right.
So
Dewan,
Mike talked to him and told him to call us back. But we have not seen his call yet.
Fantastic. Let's talk about today's show while we wait for Dewan to call.
Okay.
It's Thursday, and it's the 17th of the January. The day everybody found out about me and Alessandro.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never forget it. I mean, I thought it's weird because Dave and Yasmin still more shocking than you and Alessandro. Isn't that interesting?
Poor Dave. He's just been taking a beating since he came back.
Mike says, by the way, and he spends actual time with him because, you know, they're friends. He and his wife are friends with those two. That it wasn't just a, hey, I got drunk and banged, or even, hey, I got sober and banged. It's a relationship.
Right.
It's a see you tonight, honey.
Right.
Thing.
She made him dinner the other night.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
they got a whole thing going on.
Now I'm afraid to talk about it because I don't want to ruin it.
That's even more shocking, though, than an an accidental holiday slip. I mean, the fact that here we are the 17th and they're still together, that's just, I can't get my head around that.
Yeah. Imagine Dave.
But I'll tell you this, it's not shocking in that we all know Dave and we all like Dave.
True.
Sure.
So why wouldn't?
It's another step to have sex with Dave.
Well, maybe you should try it and just see, you know?
I'm good.
All right.
I'm fine.
I believe Lisa has a no turtleneck policy, by the way.
I do. I had to draw the line.
Well, you can now solve that problem, too, with that dude we talked to yesterday.
Well, that's true.
With the stink begone or whatever it's called.
Notaro.
I don't remember what it is. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show. We have highlights of American Idol last night. Apparently there was more bad last night.
Did you watch it, Lisa?
Yes. You didn't even capture all the bad. You got
I'm telling you.
You got some good bad, but there was more bad.
It's not possible to capture all of the bad.
I know. It's true. It's two hours.
Here's the thing. It's a two-hour show, and I get about 3.5 minutes to give you you highlights. So, that I mean, you're just skimming the top, but it's a great show.
Wait a minute. Last night and tonight were 2 hours each?
Last night and Tuesday night were 2 hours each. That's
wow.
Right. Yeah. And there's so much great stuff, and they're doing a great job this year, Kevin. And I think you would even enjoy this, although I know you won't watch. Is that they're really delving into the stories behind the contestants? And
oh,
I know you might think, why would I care about these people? But I mean, they got everything from a woman who lost half her face in a car accident who was on last night.
Nice.
To a girl the day before who's just a beautiful, sweet girl who's has a little baby that can't walk or talk, and she's just trying to, you know, just trying to get it, you know, get something going so she can get the best medical care. I mean, you see those people and you root for them so much. You really get invested in such a short time when you see some of the background, some of the stories
kind
of these people.
You do kind of, I'm sure, but don't you think, hey, this is a serious situation. Really? Your answer is to go on American Idol and try to win it? That's how you're going to take care of the situation?
Without getting too much detail, I mean, you know, you're a 23-year-old living in her case, Pennsylvania. I don't know what kind of options you have available for a windfall. I mean, you know,
she's like
going to school and working and doing everything she can already to make a better life for her daughter. But, you know, she's limited in terms of what's available to her. So you look at somebody like that and you go, please be good. And she was. So, you know, obviously you root for her. But it's a great show. And I know it gets a bad rap from people who just hate it on the face of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a great show.
I don't mind it now, although I don't watch anyway because I know we're going to cover it. But when it gets serious and they start singing all the songs I don't like and whatever.
It's... You have to go back and see the guy who got his chest waxed.
I didn't tape it. Really? Is that the guy that they sent?
It was worse than Steve Carell when he got waxed.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was painful.
He was Jimmy Kimmel Harry, and he got his chest waxed so that he could come back and audition again.
They didn't cut the hair short or anything. They're
just ripped it?
Ripping it out. And oh, my God.
And then he came back and didn't make it?
No, it was horrible.
It was horrible, yeah. And he's wearing a belly dancing outfit, too, by the way. There was a kid on last night, Kevin. This is the last thing I'll say. I'd love to do this as a phone topic one day. He was 19 years old, and he not only was saving his virginity for marriage, he was not going to kiss a woman until his wedding day.
Wow.
He was saving that. He was wearing a key on a chain around his neck. And I thought this was kind of creepy, but his dad was wearing the lock around his neck, and his dad was going to give it to his wife on their wedding day so that they could finally put him together.
Whoa. No way.
Yeah, it seems a little creepy.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be one lucky girl, let me tell you. That's going to be quite the night.
He's
never even kissed a girl.
She's going to be so happy.
Oh, Lord.
And she's going to have her dad standing over him going, all right.
I know.
Just a peck. That's all you get.
I mean, I understand your parents want to caution you about, you know, indiscriminate premarital sex. I understand that. But that's just a little creepy. He's wearing the lock around his neck, you know.
If you have the key around your neck and your dad has the lock around his neck,
yes.
We're looking at real trouble.
P is what that is.
Free and peep. That's right.
And by the way, recipe for rape right there with what you're doing to that poor kid.
Also on today's...
Which they were on that Coachella right before Blur, if I remember.
Yeah.
Yes, they were, as a matter of fact. Also on today's show, we have Leroy Gatan.
Yes.
He is a constable in the great state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I don't know. Some kind of sheriff or some kind of, I don't know what a constable is.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But anyway, he's one of the eyewitnesses that, I guess there's been a rash of sightings of UFOs in Texas.
Yes.
He's got a rash?
Don't sidetrack the UFO conversation.
Okay.
This guy saw a UFO.
Yes.
He's not the only one.
And we're going to talk to him about it and see exactly what it looked like. And this is really the only state you can call a Leroy in. Isn't it? Texas?
Maybe.
Leroy.
We got to talk to Beer Mug, our intern. He's in a lot of trouble with the law. Apparently, he cannot go slow. He must speed. And he's received a lot of tickets and just finished traffic school and got another speeding ticket.
That does not bode well.
And here's the important part. Not his fault.
No.
Not his fault.
Stupid speed limits.
So that's good. We got Julie Benz on the program today. She stars with Sylvester Stallone in Rambo, which is going to be fantastic. But she also plays the girlfriend of Dexter, and Dexter is a show that was on Showtime that is amazing. And I know most people don't get Showtime, but CBS now with the writer's strike is talking about airing Dexter on CBS.
Yeah.
And you get a chance to watch it. And I'm telling you, it will as long as they don't edit it too much because it was on Showtime, it'll blow you away. It's such different TV.
I would not mind them editing it a little bit. It's rough to watch sometimes for me.
Yeah, sometimes.
If they did a little of that, it'd be okay.
This is a serial killer, a murderer, really, who only murders bad people that slip through the system.
He murders them slowly.
He does, yeah. he pretty much tapes them to a table and has some fun with them.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's way different than anything else you've seen on TV, and it's really great.
It is. It's fascinating.
So I'm kind of excited that they're actually playing it on CBS so people get a chance to see it. And also, we're going to talk to somebody who is pretending to be Bean.
Oh, yeah.
On the program.
Yeah, thanks for that, by the way.
And why? Why would you want to be Bean? Of all people.
I don't know. This guy's been all of us at one point, even you.
I wish he would pretend to be Bean, like, right now during these hours so I could still sleep.
Yeah,
well,
I don't think that's his plan. I'm not sure that's what he wants to do is get up.
He's late night Bean.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He's late night Bean, the one that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
So, in other words, when I go to bed in my real life at 7:30, that's when he takes over and becomes me.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not at 7:30, more like 10:30. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like you're living two lives.
And K-Rock's World Tour 2008 stop number 2 is Radiohead in Barcelona. You can qualify with their new CD, and we will do the drawing coming up soon, and we'll send somebody to Barcelona, Spain to see Radiohead.
How do you think it went when Psycho Mike said to Dewan, the guys really do want to talk to you, so call back when they come on in about 15 minutes, Dewan?
When I said that 4 times in a 3-minute conversation.
I think it went well.
Okay.
I
enjoyed talking to him.
We'll be right back with Ralph Showbiz.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Good morning, Ralph.
Let's not let Bean bring in the American Idol clips anymore.
Why?
Why do you say that?
Because he did it yesterday when he was on, was it Monday night?
Yeah, those were good
Tuesday
clips,
night,
I thought.
Right.
Tuesday night? We have to put up with my sweet Zach and the bell ringing for dudes and, Clay Aiken is so moist or whatever he says about these dudes.
Right.
There was a girl in the first episode of American Idol named Christy Lee Cook.
Okay.
Who was...
The Oregon chick, right?
A girl from Salem, Oregon.
Yeah, awesome.
6 feet tall, the hottest chick by far, maybe on television.
Really? She's pretty hot.
That hot.
She's a martial artist. She kicks ass in MMA, female cage fights, sings like an angel, and trains wild horses. She's the most exotic, spectacular woman you've ever met in your life. Bean didn't say one goddamn thing about her.
Not interesting.
And I'm watching the episode. I'm like, how did this not come up?
Ralph.
How did this not come up?
I can't talk about 70% of the things that happen. It's a two-hour show.
And
I get
3 minutes.
Priorities?
Right. And what are your priorities?
The bad is what we were focusing on. We were playing the bad.
You were desperate to play the story of Tempest a giant mountain-back gorilla.
Never played it. Had to cut it.
To win for her giant obese mother. And you were so sad you couldn't play that nine-minute chunk you had ready. Didn't even mention Christy
Lee.
Okay,
just for the record, I had 30 seconds of Temptress that I had to cut because of time. But Lisa and I were just talking about it. We both cried like babies when Temptress was on that screen.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful moment. Look, there's plenty of hot chicks on American Idol, believe me. They don't translate as well on the radio to play clips, especially if they sing well. That's really not what the intent is of bringing in the tape from these bad episodes.
Is she going to make it? They put her through or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Then you can watch her.
She's going to be a front runner, I think.
By the way, there were a couple last night who gave her a run for her money in terms of how hot they were.
And I'm sure there will be no mention of any of that.
Well, on or off the air.
Because Bean just doesn't dig chicks anymore. That's what it's come down to.
You couldn't be more wrong. Believe me, we'll be hearing from the lovely Miss Katie Malloy in about 10 minutes here on K-Rock.
Stunning. I couldn't believe it. It was like watching a, you know, what'd you do yesterday? Well, I had a picnic, and yeah, I got my car washed, and he leaves out the fact there was a supernova that burnt the surface of the earth to a crisp. It's like not even mentioning it in conversation. I was beside myself.
Yeah.
I wish I'd had the time to describe all the contestants.
I wish
you'd had the time just to describe her.
I wish you had the testicles to describe all the contestants. Speaking of testicles, it takes some balls to get married to your new wife and then split after 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Eddie Murphy and his new wife, Tracy Edmonds, apparently are going separate ways.
Well, she
How
can,
you doing?
Can like, not be surprised.
They gave it a try. Yeah. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
They got married 2 weeks ago, had a wedding in Bora Bora that wasn't legal or binding. Mm-hmm. And apparently, good news for both of them.
Yeah, no kidding.
They released a statement to People Magazine who first reported the split. After much consideration and discussion, we have jointly decided that we will forego having a legal ceremony as it is not necessary to define our relationship further. That's the most vague split-up story ever.
Plus, we hate each other.
They also went on to say, blah, 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 they're going to be the best of
friends.
Don't
you say they're going to remain friends.
They remain very close. They're just opting not to go further with their relationship.
Hmm.
Just the most vague-ass statement ever about people splitting up.
Yeah.
But
why go to the trouble of having the ceremony in Bora Bora if this is where you're going to be 2 weeks later?
Well, I'm guessing they didn't know where they were going to be 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she didn't know.
They just act on a whim. A lot of these celebs. God bless them.
Wow. 2 weeks.
It's been a spectacular game of cat and mouse with Scientology and everyone who's trying to put this video of Tom Cruise up on the internet.
Yeah.
As fast as they slap somebody with a lawsuit and close them down and get the video pulled, it's back up someplace else. Right now, it's been on and now is gone from YouTube, the Huffington Post, and many other sites. But the video's back on a few other sites. You can still catch it on the internet if you do a little bit of a Google search. Here's the thing. They don't want you to see it.
It was on TMZ last night.
Yeah, they should.
I wondered about that.
A little taste of it. And Scientology's just spinning out of control.
Yeah.
Today's show is doing a story about not only the video, but about Andrew Morton's new book on Tom Cruise and Scientology, the unauthorized biography of Tom.
Right.
And they released a 15-page statement to the Today Show yesterday.
Dude.
I looked at it and said, nope. I'm not even going to try to wade through 15 pages of Scientology speak because they talk in circles in a paragraph. I can imagine what they're doing in 15 pages.
Yeah.
Needless to say, interesting times. Scientology labs.
I have two thoughts. One is no religion, true religion, is upset when someone comes out and starts talking about the tenets of it.
No. Mm-hmm.
No one gets upset about that. Catholics, priests, whatever.
If there was a video
priests,
released of Mel Gibson saying, I believe Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, and I really think everyone else should get on board.
Not going to scramble to take it down.
Catholic Church is not going to get their team of lawyers to cry, hey, stop talking about Jesus. Hey, no, you don't get to see us talk about Jesus. No, just avert your eyes. Jesus is our thing. You don't get, no.
And the other thing
He's a secret.
You guys remember when we did the, I don't know what signing it was, some kind of a signing, and there was a Scientology guy there?
Yes.
Came up to me and was talking to me for
Richard,
like an hour or something like that. Yeah. He sent me an email and was talking about the Andrew Morton book and the link to the 15-page response and some kind of a it's not healthy to slander a religion kind of a thing.
Ooh,
and I looked at it and I was like,
healthy.
Seriously, I don't know what that means, but
you don't know what it means.
Coming from them, it's a little scary. That's all.
Have you ever seen mob movies? Haven't you ever seen the mob movies when they show up to collect the protection money?
Yeah.
And the mom and pop store owner decide they're not going to pay anymore?
Yes.
Be a shame if somebody got sick in your family. You know what I'm saying? Accidents can happen.
Right. That's what it felt like.
It's not healthy not to give Carmine his cash.
That's what it felt like.
There's a lot of bad things going around these days. You know what I'm saying? Like an anvil falling on somebody.
So the problem is that this is an actual Scientology-authorized piece of tape that they're trying to put back in the bottle, right?
Yeah.
It got leaked somehow.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a weird response, I'll tell you.
We want everyone to be in our religion. We don't want anyone to know what it's about.
We're not going to tell you what it is.
I want you all to join. We'll tell you later what you're joining, is basically what they're saying. It's the ultimate blind date.
It is. That's true.
Bad news all around. Here's a funny, funny story. New York Daily News is claiming that Lynn Spears, mother of Britney and Jamie Lynn Spears, is ruling her daughter's life with a iron fist these days.
Good, good.
Apparently, her mother is all over Jamie Lynn, trying to get her to get her a GED and taking her to adult parenting classes. They say she's ruling her life with an iron fist and rarely lets her alone with her boyfriend, Casey Aldridge. Yeah, now!
I know!
Why wasn't she watching the two of them, 4 months ago?
Maybe
that
a little late.
Out of the barn.
Yeah.
If you want to start, you know, hey, I'm going to keep my eye on you two, make sure there's no funny business going on. Maybe that should have happened a little while previous to the whole pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan's on a lying spree.
What do you mean?
Star Magazine is reporting that, Lindsay may be sober. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, she is just lying to everybody about everything these days. She's lost touch with reality. Or maybe she's trying to shape her reality into what she wants it to be.
She's not trying to turn down the Britney road, is she?
I don't think she's that crazy. But apparently, when she said she called her sponsor right after that sip of champagne on New Year's Eve, never happened.
Yeah, well.
And she's also telling everyone that she's working on a new CD, but no one in the record industry can find anybody who's working with her on it. So she maybe is trying to pump up her own image once again to make it seem as if she's working a little bit more.
As if she's doing anything?
As if she's doing anything, yeah. Yes. Besides just white-knuckling, not trying to reach for a bottle of Belvedere.
Yeah.
You know, girls hate hot chicks in general.
That's true.
They hate them more when they don't have to do anything to stay in great shape or be hot.
Even more true.
Yeah.
That's the most
frustrating.
We
despise them.
Yeah.
Star Magazine's got a list of smoking hot bodies in Hollywood, and whether they're owed to the gym or just the good genes. Some girls work their asses off to look like that. Some eat whatever they want and just walk around like that.
DNA jackpot.
Exactly. Jennifer Garner, gym freak. Apparently she's just got to work her ass off in order to stay in that kind of shape.
Okay.
Hillary Swank?
Sure.
Jeans. Says she doesn't even work out that hard. Doesn't do anything. She's built like a 14-year-old boy, but still.
Yeah. She could eat.
Angelina Jolie? Jeans.
Yeah.
Doesn't do anything.
I don't think that girl even eats.
Wow.
Well, that helps, I guess.
Yeah.
Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy? Jeans. Jennifer Aniston? Gym. Heidi Klum? Jeans. Heidi says she doesn't do anything.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's some good jeans right there.
No kidding.
Jessica Biel, Jim. Well, you could tell with her.
Yeah.
She's striated.
What?
What's the word?
Striated.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Just cut up. She's just ridiculous.
She's a cutter.
And she's not a cutter. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Right. I misunderstood.
And Fergie, Jim, and pants wetting. That's what she owes her body to. It's all that excess water weight gain out of her. Just by.
Don't you get the idea that Fergie, at some point in the near future, is going to balloon up?
Well, she did for a little bit.
Did
there was a little period where she
got
on vacation
pretty chunky,
with Josh Duhamel, and there was bikini shots of her. Because she's usually in such great shape. And she had a little pooch.
Yeah.
And I think she caught those pictures and got back in action.
You kind of get the idea that she's working harder than anyone.
Yeah.
She's a little behind.
She's got plastic surgery going on, and hairdos, and makeup, and gym. She's like, she's just racing the clock. That's what she's doing. She's bound to lose. Did it make you throw up, Mike, when you saw she had like 4 ounces of fat on her? Did it make you all nauseous?
No. A queasy. Okay.
A little queasy?
Yeah.
And this is a show I would like to get tickets to now. Apparently, Will Ferrell is talking to a bunch of theaters in New York. He is planning to do a one-man Broadway show.
Oh,
really?
My God.
Yeah. How funny would that be?
It'd be amazing.
That would be amazing.
It's an enormous amount of work. I'm surprised he's taking it on, given his movie career is just in
full gear right now. But yeah. I think that would be spectacular. He's a very funny guy, and he does funny musical numbers and all that kind of stuff. I saw Martin Short's one-man show like that in New York City, and it's a very entertaining evening, but it's a lot of work.
Seems like it.
Yeah. That was the only time Ralph and I have ever gone out, by the way.
Huge error on my part.
Yeah. We had a good time, Ralph.
Well, you did. Happy celebrity birthdays. Just an ass full of birthdays today. Just tons of celebrities born today.
Real celebrities?
Zoe Deschanel, you know, the very adorable and talented actress from Elf and from other movies. She is 28 years old today. Freddie Rodriguez from 6 Feet Under.
Sure.
He's 33 years old today. Kid Rock turns 37. Naveen Andrews, who plays Saeed on Lost, is 39. Jim Carrey turns 46 years old today. Susanna Hoffs, lead singer of the Bangles.
All right.
He's 49 years old today. Muhammad Ali, perhaps one of the greatest heavyweights ever in the history of boxing, is 66 years old today. Maury Povich turns 68. James Earl Jones is 77.
Damn.
And Betty White.
Oh, don't do it.
Who, of course,
don't do it.
Not only one of the Golden Girls, but also one of the very funniest characters on the old Mary Tyler Moore Show. She's 86 years old today.
Is she Jim or jeans? How does she get her great body?
Why do you have to turn everything so ugly? She's 90. How old?
She's 86 years
86
old.
86 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, she's only 86. It's not like she's 90. Come on.
She owes her body to osteoporosis. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show this week.
I sometimes wonder when I'm watching American Idol, by the way, if a lot of the artists who have become famous and popular and are successful singers, if they would survive that audition process, if they would make it in the 30 seconds that you have in front of the judges to move on to the next
I
round.
Have always said, and I still think it's true, most of the people you love would never have made it through that because they're unique in some way, and they write their own music, a lot of them. And,
I'm listening to Anthony Kiedis right there. Imagine, Anthony, what would it sound like if you stepped in front of the judges, for instance?
Oh, I can take a lamba damba don wicked dang.
Right, and he'd say, thank you for coming. You're out, right?
Right.
Meanwhile, here he is.
Yeah.
Well, last night was the second show of the season. Ryan Seacrest, by the way, who he's been tolerable so far in the first two episodes. He really brought the corn last night, Kevin.
Oh,
you would have been screaming
no.
at the TV because they're in Texas, of course, home of Kelly Clarkson, who won the first season.
After six seasons, we're back.
But is there any more talent? Or is Kelly the lone star?
Oh.
This is Dallas, and this is American Idol.
He's happy with that delivery, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Is she the lone star?
Wow.
Come on.
Yeah, there's no more talent in a state the size of Texas.
Well, of course, a lot of people are inspired by Kelly's way to the first season, including Beth, who we meet early in the episode last night. Now, she's a singing waitress. She sings at a fondue restaurant.
Yes.
And a lot of people, she's a big fan of Kelly Clarkson. I think that's what inspired her to come out today.
Do people compare you to Kelly?
Definitely.
Do they?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And if I could hold on,
nope.
Throw the tears in the laughter, would it be beautiful? Just a beautiful disaster.
Yeah, they estimated she's probably making about $30 a year in tips if she's singing while. I don't really get the comparison there.
No.
This was weird. Every once in a while, they'll let in a team. You know, they'll have a group of three guys will get in and they'll sing. In this case, it was a brother and sister. Greg is 18. Mia is 16. And I think they may be doing some opera, but I don't believe they moved on to the next round. That was on television for people to watch right there.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you hear songs where they're kind of singing two different tunes at the same time, but they fit together. That didn't.
Not really.
It literally sounded like they dragged in two separate people to sing two different songs at the same time.
Wow.
It was pretty bad. All right. I apologize to Ralph in advance. This is not a hot chick, but he did have a bizarre and interesting story. This is Brandon, who came over from Lewisdale, Mississippi, to talk about one of the more unusual collections that I've ever seen somebody showing off on TV with.
You have any hobbies?
Well, actually, I have this collection that I have ever since about 7th or 8th grade. I'd get bored, you know, start peeling my fingernails instead of biting
exactly
them
what I thought
or clipping
say.
Them. So I figured, you know, there was a little pile of them, so I guess I'd just break a new record for the most peeled fingernails.
Well, I thought it was hash browns or fingernails.
So, yeah, it's pretty gross.
He brought in a baggie with 7 years worth of his fingernails that he had ripped off of his fingers that he was saving.
Why did he think he needed to bring it to the audition?
I think people just are looking for a way to stand out or a way to get FaceTime on TV or have something interesting to speak with the judges about.
Ew.
But he was carrying his fingernail collection around with him.
It was nasty. Have you ever chewed a bunch of sunflower seeds?
Yeah.
And you look at the ground, like the pile of the brown, like,
yeah,
slivers. It's exactly, it looked like a huge bag of it.
Oh,
it was nasty.
Yeah. God.
It was not sexy.
Wow.
I'll tell you that. And, of course, a lot of Sigur Show through just plain bad. Here's our friend Tristan doing a little classic Aretha Franklin.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. You better think. Let your mind go. Let yourself be free. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom.
I was shocked he did not get sent to Hollywood. Now, the beautiful Katie Malloy, who I hope is a stripper, she is 18 and in Houston. And Kevin, I think you'll agree, Houston has some of the best strip clubs in all of the U.S. of A. They're famous for it.
All over Texas, but Houston, yeah.
She came out, and one of the things that she does impressions. She does female singer impressions. She can do Shakira, for instance. She said she does Britney Spears, and they said, well, we'd like to hear a little bit of the Britney. And I mean, you guys tell me if I'm wrong. I think she sounds dead on.
I used to think I had the answer to everything, but now I know life doesn't always go my own way.
I mean, that's a pretty good Britney, right?
It is.
She sounds like Britney if Britney could sing. That's what she sounds like.
It was weird because she started singing and she had trouble breaking out of impersonating other people. And they made her stop and say, all right, just relax for a second and just be you. Just sing in your voice.
Right.
And it was completely different. And she was terrific.
Wow.
And not too hard on the eyes either. So I look forward to seeing what she does next. All right. Now we're going to meet Douglas. Now, Douglas is – he's Geek Central. He has no business being there. He's nervous. He's sweaty. He's walking around doing vocal exercises all day long. He says he's been working on his singing for 12 years, and today is the day he's going to shine. This is the day it's all going to pay off. Let's meet Doug.
My family does not know I'm here today. My dad caught me singing one time like 8 years ago, and he's like, who do you think you are? But then I would like sing so well a lot of times. He would say, like, I hate you. Like, not like, man, I hate you, you're so good. Like, I really hate you.
Yeah, Doug is a very nervous guy, and you can tell that he's just used to getting beat, and he's just kind of afraid to speak up, and he's terrified of singing because of what people will think. But he knows he's got the talent. He knows he can make it.
He's the kind of guy that sounds like he's making it up to me, because no dad hates their kid because they sing good. Does that make sense to you?
It's his twisted mind. His dad just hates him.
That could be.
Yeah, that's very possible. If you saw Doug, though, I mean, the poor guy, you just want him to relax. You just want him to feel. I mean, he's so nervous. He's just, I mean, he's pouring sweat when he's in there in the audition. And he shows up in front of the judges. And for anybody, no matter how much experience you have, I mean, you know these are the judges from American Idol. You're going to be a little bit nervous.
Sure.
But he goes even beyond that.
Are you nervous, Douglas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I do like a warm-up type thing or something?
Yeah, please.
I mean, okay.
Douglas, how long is this going to take?
He is holding, he's got his arms wrapped around him, and he's walking around in circles all over the audition room doing these warm-up exercises. But at least there's a payoff when he sings. Douglas brings a little Bon Jovi for us.
She says we got hold on to what we got. It makes no difference if we make it or not. We got each other. That's a lot for love. We'll give it a shot. Oh,
right.
We're halfway there. Oh, nail me on a prayer.
Well, like
nail
he said,
me
sometimes,
on a prayer?
Sometimes he sings so good, as he said before we heard him.
That
so
his dad hates him because of the high quality of his singing. Because
he's too good.
Wow.
Unfortunately, Doug also didn't make it on. You know, they had something like 13,000 people showed up for this audition, and I think they put through, I don't know, about 25 or something like that.
Wow.
So,
and they were probably being nice to do that.
Some of them, I'm sure they were, yeah. Now let's meet the high-energy Tammy. You can tell she is just going to – she's going to blow the roof off the place.
The type of singer I am would be R&B pop. I have practice and – felt that I sing the best to my ability. They might have different perspective, and I'll just go in there and give him my best.
Well,
she clearly is set up to be a powerhouse, right?
She has a dynamic personality. I know that.
Well, let's see how she does singing her favorite singer that she listens to every day for inspiration and thinks she sounds a lot like Celine Dion.
If you ask me to, I just might change my mind and let you in my life forever. Can I start over?
Yes, please. Please.
Yes, please.
All right. Finally, we meet Ronaldo. And Kevin, if you – I don't know if you taped the show or not. You got okay, the last 5 minutes is dedicated to the great Ronaldo, who is a cross between – well, you remember William Hung from a few seasons ago, who can't sing at all.
Sure.
He's our Doto crossed with Sam the Armenian Comedian, all rolled into one person.
Oh, no. Great.
He's wearing a big, giant feathered hat, and he's got the white suit on and the cape. He's 44 years old.
We got to get him on the show.
Oh, he's from Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah. He is the best, and he talks about why he needs to be the next American Idol.
I want to audition because this is a privilege to sing to the whole world. That's it. If I were an American Idol, then I would give hope to those who are in despair, and to be tough, to be strength.
Huh? All right, he's going to give hope to those who are in despair.
Well, that's nice.
Okay, well, that's a lofty goal.
And he brought a beautiful, beautiful self-written song to sing. Here's the great Ronaldo.
I am your brother, your best friend forever. Singing the songs, the music that you like. The brothers till the end of time, together forever till the end of time. I am your brother, your best friend forever.
And it went on like that for 5 or 6 minutes, and that's how the show ended. And sadly, we will not be seeing Ronaldo in Hollywood either. Sadly, he was also given a ticket out of town.
Dare they?
Hard this year.
You did miss one clip, though, Bean, and Psycho Mike brought it in. I'd like to play one more clip from last night's American Idol.
Sure,
here you go.
Once in every life, someone comes along.
They gonged that guy as quickly as they could. Just kicked him right the hell out. Constantly trying to find UFOs. That's Bean, my partner, loves that stuff.
He does.
And apparently in Texas, there's been some sightings again. So we're going to talk to a guy who saw a UFO coming up in about 10 minutes.
I'm going to be really ticked off if I die before they come, by the way. If I die before contact, I'm going to be very upset.
So you're going to be mad after you die?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. I was obviously sad, like everyone, when I heard the news about Brad Renfro, the actor, 25-year-old, who died this week. Because, for a number of reasons. One is he was so young. And two is I had Michael Jackson in the death pool. And I figured for sure this was going to be the week. But apparently he is still alive. He's still well. He's still in Las Vegas. And there has been a sighting. We have Mr. Jackson on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
We are good. According to the article we read, you've been living in one of the hotel towers there in Vegas, some say the Palms, for almost a month.
Shh.
Oh, I'm not supposed to.
That's a secret. I don't want anyone to know where I am.
I'm saying I read that in
Shh.
Okay. All right.
Okay, it's in the paper, though.
God, shut up.
Okay. All
right. Because I'm preparing my comeback, and I need a place to recuperate and to get my energy together before I make my lunch, my comeback.
And by recuperates, people are also guessing that you had some more plastic surgery.
What?
That's just lies. Why are you lying?
Because you went to a local bookstore and a photographer took a picture of you and you had like plaster and Band-Aids and stuff on your face.
Yeah, so?
So that's why they think you had plastic surgery.
I'm just crazy. I'm not having plastic surgery.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That'd be really crazy.
Why would it make a difference? I wear a surgical mask. Does it make me a surgeon?
No, it doesn't. That's true.
Shut up.
That's a good point, Michael. Look, we heard a while ago that the big comeback was happening in Las Vegas, and it might even be a Jackson's reunion. You and all the family, including Janet, on stage, maybe taking up residence at one of the resorts there or something. But we haven't heard anything new about that. Is that still in the works?
All I can say is my comeback is in the works, and we're going to launch something incredible and amazing. But I'm really not at liberty to talk about it at this point.
Is it going
to
be in Las Vegas?
It will be in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Will it involve you singing?
Warm? rapping.
Getting warmer.
Yes. Beat
Wait,
poetry.
Rap, like rapping, wrap myself in bandages?
No, like rapping like rappers.
Oh, then no.
Okay.
Okay. Will it involve you on stage with 100 little people under age 10?
The after party will.
Oh, that's not what we want
to
hear.
It has to do with my late night trip to Madame Tussauds. That's all I can say about my comeback.
So that's the other report, is that Madame Tussauds wax museum at the Venetian. Apparently you took your kids like in the middle of the night or something.
Yes, I love to go to Madame Tussauds.
Michael?
Late at night, because then I can really enjoy the wax figures.
Yeah, now apparently, but your kids were with you at like 2, 3 in the morning.
Yes, they have a hard time sleeping, those little dickens.
Really?
Yes, because I'm off.
Because why?
When I poke them and say, get up, they can't seem to sleep. I don't know why.
So they're your only friends, so if you want to go somewhere with people, you pretty much have to wake your kids, hostages up and have them accompany you, right?
Yes, they're the only ones who spend time with me.
Now, what were you looking at in the wax museum?
I love wax museums. They're one of my favorite places to visit because I find them fascinating. And the statues are so lifelike that it's almost as if you have friends.
Mm.
Hmm.
That's kind of sad.
I love the one in Vegas because they have so many of the people I've known, like the Macaulay Culkin figure.
He's in there?
Yeah, they have him from Home Alone with his hands and face going, ah.
Right. Right. Right, we got it.
Right, we're familiar with the image, yeah.
Did you know that his mouth is actually open on that figure?
Oh, Michael,
I don't know what you're suggesting.
It's got a complete mouth.
But he's yelling, Michael.
It's got an orifice.
Oh. Yeah, but he's 10, too, by the way.
In there.
But oh, Michael, that's not even funny. That's not funny.
What? I'm just saying that it's lifelike.
Your kids were with you.
Oh, he's going, oh.
I know.
Okay. Everyone was going, oh.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Hey, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
We heard that you were in
also,
particular.
Also, the other figures. Shut up. The other figures they have.
Yes.
They have Zac Efron there.
They do.
Really? Oh, tell me more.
And because it was late at night, I was able to. Don't tell anyone, but I took his pants off to see if he was anatomically correct.
Yeah.
Well, he is.
He is.
He's completely smooth down there, like a Ken doll. It's just like the real thing.
I don't know why they're letting you have free run of the place. It seems like it's dangerous to have you with all those wax figures and no adult supervision around.
Well, I'm an adult, more or less.
Yeah, right. All right, here's the real question, and this is the thing that was interesting in this article we read about your visit to the wax museum. I'm sorry, Kevin, what's it called again?
The wax museum.
Right. Evel Knievel, apparently, was the one that you were most fascinated with, and does that maybe have something to do with what your comeback is going to be like?
All right, you've guessed it, yes. I'm giving up my career as a pop star, and I'm going to become a daredevil. And I was looking at Evel for inspiration.
What kind of daredevil? You're not going to do motorcycle jumping, are you?
I am going to replicate Evel Knievel's jump over the fountains at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Okay, that's a famous one that he wiped out on.
Yes.
Okay.
I am going to do it, and I'm going to succeed where he failed.
But you've never ridden a motorcycle before in your life. You're not going to live long enough to get the training required to make that jump.
I know. That's why I'm doing it on a riding mower.
Well, you can't jump anything on a riding mower.
Or can I?
You can't.
No, you cannot.
Or can I?
They go like a half a mile an hour.
Or do they?
Yes, they do. What's wrong with you?
I might need to find another vehicle.
Okay.
I love my own image at Madame Tussauds, too.
Oh, you're there?
I'm there, too. I love that statue.
Sorry, I started the music prematurely.
I know. Wait for the closer.
Sorry, I apologize. Okay. All right, so you like your own image there?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
It's a great place to get spare parts.
Okay, now?
Now.
Don't get me started on the UFOs, man. You know I could go all day. You know that, right?
Bean's passion in life is to find a UFO. He really, 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 really wants to see one.
Oh, he wants them to land and come over and shake his hand.
He
wants.
I do. I hope to be abducted and leave you all behind. Ever since June 24th, 1947, which is when the first modern-day UFO sighting happened over Mount Rainier in Washington, even though freaking Roswell got all the credit 3 weeks later, ever since then, we've had a cat-and-mouse game going on with seeing stuff in the sky and not knowing what it is, and sometimes the government admits it's a test plane, sometimes they don't, usually they don't, and then we're just left to wonder. But where's the real proof? Where's the real it lands like in the movie Independence Day in front of the White House? And it's indisputable that that's what it is it's a visitor from another planet. That's what needs to happen now.
Okay. We'll put that word out. We have somebody on the phone who is quoted in the story as seeing the UFO.
Oh.
Constable Leroy Gayton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Very good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you're in a county in Texas called, it's Erath County. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's correct.
Okay. What city in Texas that we may have heard of out here in California are you near?
We're about 70 miles southwest of Fort Worth.
Okay. We were trying to guess what constable is. I don't think we are familiar with that out here.
A constable is a police officer. Actually, we date back as far as 1700s. We're actually elected. It's an elected position. It's somewhat like a sheriff.
Okay.
But not every state has them.
Okay.
So you're quoted in the article that Kevin mentioned, which was in USA Today a few days ago, out of Stephenville, Texas. And I guess that's a farming community out there in Texas where you're not the only one. I guess there have been dozens of sightings over the past few weeks of some mysterious lights up in the sky, right?
That's what I understand. I've seen some articles and some news clips where there are several people that saw something very similar to what I did.
And what did you see? Describe it for us.
Basically, I didn't see a craft. I didn't see any type of flying saucer or anything. But last Tuesday night, a week ago, I was outside. I walked outside for a minute. It was already dark. Sun had set for about an hour and a half already. And while walking back towards the house, I noticed what caught my attention was a red glow in the sky. Something maybe 300 feet up in the air. Pretty big. It was a big red like I've never seen before. It appeared and faded away and reappeared pretty close to where I'd first seen it. Couldn't make out what it was, so I came in the house and told my wife, went back outside and looked for this thing. And anyway, I didn't see it, but instead I saw several white lights dancing around in the sky. When I say dancing, they would flicker on and off like a strobe, but they would reappear at different places. It would be horizontally, vertically, I mean, just like bouncing around. I went out to the car and got the binoculars to see if I could see what exactly it was. I never was able to really focus in to see anything other than the flashing light. I couldn't see anything they were attached to. After about 3 or 4 minutes of them, the lights doing that, they stopped bouncing around. They were spread out, I'd say probably 3,000 to 5,000 feet up in the air. And in just an instant, all one sequence, they shot off northeast sky at a high rate of speed. I lost them within, probably a second. I wasn't able to keep up with them.
I don't want to be insulting at all, but were you drinking?
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
You know,
gotta ask.
A lot of people probably think that I was, and I didn't want to go public with this thing. You know, I had really nothing to gain. I mean, I could see people asking me that if I said that I saw a little green man.
Sure.
Or a saucer, but basically what I saw was lights, and I know that everybody is all fired up and talking about a UFO.
Yeah.
I really believe there's a logical explanation of what I saw. I really believe it had something to do with our military. Our military does deny having anything in the air that night.
Yeah, they have come out officially and said they were not flying. But that's just what you'd expect from the military.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, Leroy, I you're a terrific witness because of your training as a police officer. But I mean, you're very descriptive and you had a lot of detail in what you saw. And what binds a lot of these sightings together, not just in this case in Texas this year, but throughout the years, are even if it is some sort of a military craft that people are saying, they're seeing these lights move in directions and at speeds that no plane that we know about is capable of doing. And it's not just like there's something under construction now that maybe we'll see in 5 years or 10 years. I mean, over the last 60 years, we've been seeing lights that move in the directions that you're talking about here. And no plane ever is unveiled or developed that is able to do that. And that, I think that's what's so puzzling about the description that you gave.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, whatever this thing was or whatever things, and like I said, we counted 9 or 10 lights. It moved at a rate of speed that there's nothing that I've ever seen. I mean, I've seen jets fly over, and this thing was fast, but just the way it was bouncing around, being able to move vertically and horizontally. I don't know what it could be, like I said. I mean, for all I know, it could be some type of laser. I mean, I don't know.
But it's interesting because you have the category that I have as well, which is, I don't know what it was,
right,
but I'm not necessarily going to label it an alien.
Right, correct.
I'm sure there's been a great deal of news coverage in your part of Texas on this. Are the weathermen speaking up? Is there some sort of meteorological explanation?
You know, I'm not aware of any. Good question, because I never thought about that. But no, I have not heard any weatherman say anything that could have caused. Now, the only thing, there was some pilot that said, or a major off from one of the local Air Forces bases that said it could have been an illusion caused by the sun. Well, I could understand that if the sun had been setting. The sun had already set for about an hour and a half, I guess. I mean, it's dark. So I don't buy that, and I don't buy the northern light theory. You know, like, I know what I saw, and I saw these things moving around at a rate of speed that, like you said, I can't explain.
Sure. Leroy, have you seen any good pictures or video in the local press there of these lights or anything else?
No, I did not, but I tell you what, I did work last night, and being down at the office, I noticed a newspaper that had a picture of a red glow, somewhat like I saw it. To my surprise, our following county, Hood County, Granbury, the paper was dated January the 5th, and this is the first I'd heard of it last night, is somebody had actually taken a picture of a red object of a whole lot like what I had seen this particular night.
Okay, I'll definitely have to check that out. You know, it's just these days, you know, we live in the YouTube and cell phone camera generation. It's almost hard to imagine anything like this that people wouldn't get a picture of a video of, because they've got it on them. You know, they would just whip out the camera.
And you're right. You know, this particular night I was not in uniform. We had settled for the night to watch a movie, and I was in my sweats. And basically, you do think about those things, but first I wanted to see what it was. That was the purpose of getting my binoculars.
Sure.
So we go back and look. Unless I had a camera in my hand with these two red lights that I saw, unless I knew it was coming, there's no way I would have had time.
Right.
I got you.
But even with the white lights, you know, it would have been just white lights.
Sure, of course. I'm glad that you're out there, Constable, and you're on the front line of defense in the event that it turns out to be an invasion. We need good Americans like you who are out there to fight them back.
Well, let's hope not, okay?
All right, Leroy Gayton, thank you very much for talking to us. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
All right, bye.
Have a great day, sir. Bye-bye.
Guy went to the Psycho Mike School of Telling Stories, by the way.
I want to believe.
I know.
You know who you are. What you're made of.
Yeah.
Wars in your blood.
Yeah.
Don't fight it.
Yeah.
Don't fight it!
Rambo is coming out soon. We're very excited about that. We got Julie Benz, who's in Rambo, and also is in Dexter, that's coming on CBS, coming up next just after the top of the hour.
You ain't changing nothing.
You got any weapons?
That's a war zone.
Can't wait.
Burma's a war zone.
Sure.
You going up river, you got weapons, you ain't changing nothing.
God, I cannot wait.
Me either.
Maybe you can play the young Rambo if they make another movie. Maybe
yes, the prequel.
Work you in. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
It's 6:57. That's coming up after the news. And don't forget, more chances to qualify for Radiohead in Barcelona, Spain on the way, too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
You know, he makes it so hard to do news about the High School Musicals.
I know.
Well, don't, Ben. Don't. But it is sort of a pop culture phenomenon, so it's hard not to touch on.
Yeah.
What's going on with Zach?
But every time I do it,
I know.
You
it's
get
creepy.
That, yeah.
I get this.
How's Zach? Is Zach okay? Is he still in the hospital?
Do it really
right.
fast.
That's creepy.
Disney's announced yesterday, according to Daily Variety, that High School Musical 3, the third in the Monster franchise, will go right to movie theaters and bypass TV.
Yeah.
Gay?
So all,
yes.
So all the little kiddies who love to gather around their TV sets and watch it at their slumber parties?
Mm-hmm.
They're screwed. Now they got to plop down their $10 and go see it at a movie theater, because Disney needs more dollars.
But you get to see a much bigger Zach on the movie screen instead of on the TV screen. So it's
I'd love
it.
To get a copy of that.
All right.
Rumors has it the film actually will be PG-13 so that Vanessa can show her 5-day stubble. And Zach will show you just how he perforated his appendix.
Oh.
That's something to do with an Adirondack baseball bat.
Wow. That's going to have to be R.
You think?
I think, yeah.
They just show you the silhouette. Remember, ugly. I told you earlier this week that the Harris Poll People, a very respected poll agency, has released their list of the top 10 favorite TV stars?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, in concert with that, they've released their poll of America's favorite movie stars as well. Came out today.
What's with the poll?
Here are your favorite movie stars, America, from 10 to 1. Number 10, Bruce Willis. Sure. America loves them some Bruce Willis. Number 9, Sandra Bullock, believe it or not.
Wow.
Still beloved by America.
Hmm.
There's a tie at 7, so 7 and 8 are in the same place. Matt Damon and Sean Connery tied at 7.
Interesting.
Sean Connery hasn't made a movie in like 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Wayne, number 6.
Okay.
Yes!
Wow! Why is he always on the list?
John Wayne, who has been dead for 30 years, is still in the top 10.
Because they're asking really old people. They must be.
Lisa, let me tell you something. George Clooney didn't make the list this year. Clint Eastwood, Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford, all previous top 10 winners, not on the list. John Wayne, number 6. Not number 10.
Okay.
Not number 7. Number 6.
All right.
The suspect list.
John Wayne.
Yeah. Yeah, John Wayne is more popular than Matt Damon in this country. Come on, please.
Number 5, Will Smith. Number 4, Julia Roberts. Number 3, Johnny Depp, who soared from 7th to 3rd place this year. Took a big jump.
I'm going to go further than that and say if you went down to the John Wayne airport and asked people there, they wouldn't even know who he is.
Well, just because they're flying out of Orange County doesn't mean they're huge John Wayne fans.
I understand, but I'm just telling you, you can't find a huge John Wayne fan anymore unless you're dealing with somebody who's 60 years older.
Yeah, 80 or above.
Telling you, he's number 6 on the list. What do you want for me? Number 2 is Tom Hanks for the second straight year. Number 1?
Yes.
Look at all the blank faces.
Yeah, I'm trying
to look at all the blank looks.
Trying to think.
Number one.
Denzel
Washington, Psycho Mike.
Is it really?
Spot on.
I think he's great.
He is great. And he has a track record. Just makes great movie after great movie.
Sure. Yep.
No Tom Cruise.
No.
Interesting.
He wasn't even mentioned in the list of people that were left off that they were surprised by the way. Didn't even make that list. George Michael. You remember him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember him? The guy who falls asleep behind the wheel of his car because he's so high he can't drive.
Gay.
The guy who meets up with the fellas in the parking at the bathrooms in the park.
Sure,
yeah.
He's gonna
He's
announced today he's going to write his tell-all autobiography.
Oh.
I don't know.
I hope he tells all.
I don't know if I can read it. I don't know if I have the stomach for it. Who knows what this guy's been up to in his life?
Didn't he spend a lot of time when he was famous not coming out of the closet? Didn't he try to? He's one of those guys that didn't want to say because he was afraid.
Acknowledged his sexuality, really.
Yeah. Right.
Which that could be an interesting thing, you know, growing up as a sex symbol in the entertainment industry, but all the time being gay. That must have been an interesting experience.
Most interesting thing to me, and I got to give him, you know, props for this, is Careless Whisper, one of the biggest songs of the 80s. He wrote that when he was 17 years old.
No kidding.
Look, I think at one time the guy was a huge talent. Regardless of whether you like that kind of music or not, he could sing, he could dance, he could write music, he did it all. And then he smoked it all.
Yeah,
and
he did. Smoked it all away.
Smoked it away.
Apparently, $7 million deal for the book.
Wow.
Not too shabby for a guy that no one really cares about anymore.
He must have teased them with some pretty good ideas.
You think that thing in the bathroom was impressive? I once did a fellow hanging from a hot air balloon with a tank of nitrous strapped to my face. Amy Winehouse has announced she is going to do a album of Hanukkah songs.
Oh, my gosh.
Timely.
Are we playing Mad Libs again, Ralph?
No, I'm sorry. It's an actual story.
That's good.
The NME.com, the British music website, says that she and her producer, Mark Ronson, are both Jews and want to explore that side of their holiday roots. So they will be doing an album of Hanukkah songs. Amy has written songs like Kosher Kisses and Alone Under the Mistletoe. So far, and apparently this album will be out for this holiday season.
She may need to go back to rehab.
This is the idea
she's coming up with.
Apparently the single that will drop around Thanksgiving time is going to be called Dreidel Full of Blow. So,
really?
Yeah, you're going to pick that.
Wow.
That sounds pretty
interesting. It does sound interesting.
And Britney Spears is telling everyone that she was buying a pregnancy test the other day for a friend.
I sure hope that's true.
That's what it is.
It isn't, but I hope it's true.
You can see the video on TMZ.com where they ask her about it, and she said she bought it for a friend.
Yeah.
If she had any friends, that story would be a lot more believable.
Yeah. But By the way, who's going to send Brittany out to get them a pregnancy test?
Yeah, I really want to keep this on the down low. So, Brittany, could you go buy me a pregnancy test at Rite Aid? Because I really want, I just want, I don't want, I'm too embarrassed to go out myself.
TMZ is theorizing that they set the whole thing up, and the guy that's with her, a friend of his who works for his paper, is the only one that got the shot of her sitting there on the floor at the supermarket looking at different pregnancy tests.
You think Adnan Galib set this up? Is that what you're saying?
That's
her
what
boyfriend?
They're suggesting, yeah.
She's not smart enough, but I don't know about him.
Right, exactly.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Zooey Deschanel. Very adorable, talented actress. She is 28 years old today. Kid Rock turns 37. Naveen Andrews, who played Saeed on Lost back in the 70s when that show was still on the air. He's 39 years old today. Jim Carrey, talk about Fall from Grace, one of the biggest box office stars in the world.
Yeah.
Now, who cares?
Remember that lightning interview, the best moment ever with Jim Carrey?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, so good.
How are you doing, Jim? Lightning through. Man, I was skinny and like this. I know. I've gained 30 pounds and now it's disgusting.
Lightning only, miking lightning.
Yeah, and apparently can only interview Jim Carrey about his weight.
About himself.
Last time he saw him. That was the interview.
That was it.
Last time you ever saw me last? Look how much weight I've gained. Look at me.
I know. I'm fat.
Hey, how about my hair? Did you notice I changed my hair? Hey, see what I'm driving now? You want to come out of the parking lot and see what I'm driving?
Right, but that's not bad enough. He could have mic'd Jim Carrey's responses to those very stupid questions.
No way. I find it hard to believe Jim Carrey was responding. I think he was trying to look away, and Lightning was just hounding him.
Wouldn't have it.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Julie Benz, what's it like being in the Rambo movie? I bet it's really good.
She had to postpone, unfortunately.
What?
Give me a Rambo and Dexter, which are played on CBS, which you have to watch, you will love.
But. So she can go to wherever and fight Charlie, but she can't come on and do a goddamn phone call with Kevin and B. Is that what you're
she's
telling
fighting
me?
Charlie.
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet. I don't know what goes on in the new Rambo, but I'm just saying.
Let's talk about Beer Mug, our intern.
Yes, let's.
Now, we have had Beer Mug be our intern now for about, 6 months or something?
Yeah,
like
six
that?
Months.
And Beer Mug is called Beer Mug because he has a tattoo of that on the top of his foot.
Yes, after a drunken night of partying.
Yes.
He's one of those guys, by the way, the nickname really fits. I mean, he just seems like a beer mug. I don't even know what his real name is, but it can't be as accurate or as descriptive as Beer Mug.
My grandma calls me Beer Mug now.
Oh,
no, she doesn't.
Sweet.
Oh, okay, good. Tell us about your trouble getting a ticket.
Well, first of all, I want to say I try my hardest to get here in the morning. I get here a little after Mike at Sarah, about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
I got to get all, the coffee ready and the copies made. So I got to get...
Mike's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Beer Mike. Yeah. Sorry.
Whoever.
Mike's awesome, too.
So's Frank.
So I have to get here, and I got to make sure everything's ready. And I got to get here on time. And I like sleep, so I leave my house. I live in the valley. It takes me about, normally, 20 minutes to get here, but right. I can make it here in 10. Now...
Well, this is the Kevin School of Commuting. So far, you haven't said anything that's different than Kevin. He likes to leave as late as possible and get here as close to the start of the show as possible.
How dare you?
It appears that since my 6 months here, I've gotten about 3 tickets.
In the six months that you've worked?
Yes.
Three tickets. Okay.
All speeding tickets? Or
yes, all speeding tickets. Not to mention, before my tenure here as an intern, I've gotten a lot of other violations on my driver's license, speeding, the traffic light.
You're not
the cameras.
Speeding through this conversation. Yeah.
Red light.
Running a red light. It's early. Anyway, I have 2 theories. One.
Why are you so angry? Because Beer Mug is ready to take someone's head off.
It's ridiculous. The California Vehicle Code, as they call it, is littered with. Contradicting double standards. It's unbelievable.
Okay, wait, before we get into the details of that, how fast were you going?
Officer said I was going 90.
Well, then shut the F up.
And the vehicle code, let's forget that for a second. What is the posted speed limit on said street or freeway?
On said...
Ask the traffic reporter.
Traffic reporter comes down hard.
On freeway, it's...
Because I don't think that has... I don't think that really varies all that
That's
much.
That's what I'm saying.
No. On freeway, it's 65.
Mm-hmm. And they'll let you go 72, 73.
Usually.
They'll let you slide by on that.
Well, then they're not following the law, first of all.
Okay. But you're going
90? Well, thank God, by the way.
When did you get the last ticket?
I got the last ticket on Monday morning.
This past Monday.
After I had completed traffic. traffic school on Saturday, a 12-hour traffic school, which they give you if you're a repeated offender.
Oh. Do they try to teach you things in traffic school, Beer Mud?
Yeah, they do.
So it's an extended. Did they tell you stuff? It's a 12-hour traffic school
if you're a repeated offender. If you've gone more than once in 18 months.
Okay, so
Lisa makes a great point. Traffic school did not work for you. It did not stick. You did not walk out of there going, "Well, I've learned my lesson now."
Apparently not. And I'm very, very mad at the DMV in California.
Because, please tell us why.
Well, first of all, the California basic speed law says you may never drive faster than is safe for current conditions.
Right.
Well, here's the first contradiction. Regardless of the posted speed limit, which is 65 on the freeway, okay, the number of cars on the road should depend on your speed. At 4:30 in the morning, at 5 in the morning, there are no cars on the freeway. There's no one in my way.
Let me qualify that for you, Beerman, because you're misinterpreting the intent of the paragraph. What they're saying is even if the posted speed limit is 65, you're not supposed to drive faster than is safe during current conditions. And that could mean rain, for instance. That could mean fog. That could mean heavy traffic. They mean it may not be safe for you to drive, you know, 65 even, if the weather conditions do not permit it.
I'm
They're not
alive.
Saying if it's clear and dry, you can go 90. That's not what that's saying at all.
It is not safe to go 90 in the dark on the freeway. There are other people stupid doing 65 mug. Or 70.
Well, here's the thing.
They could be dangerous.
Yes. Did you get your license revoked?
I think I'm about to the point where that's going
to
happen.
I think we need to talk to people who've had their license revoked. I think we need to find out, like, how far they went. Because how many points do you have now?
I probably am sitting on a cool 5. And
5 points.
Yeah, and it's 4 in a year.
Four in a year. 6 in 2 years.
And 6 in 2 years.
Beer Mug, let me ask you this. Two questions before we break. And we are going to take your calls on losing your license and what you think about this at 1-800-520-1067. Two questions, though. Does it steam you when you're being pulled over at 90 and you're getting a ticket, and while the officer is running your plates and writing your ticket, you see Kevin go by at 95? Does that just burn your ass?
I knew that was coming.
I was because I'm not that. I'm not the Kevin on the road.
How dare
who's
you?
Cutting people off.
You apparently are.
I'm State
okay,
Street.
and that's my next question is, don't you think, forget that it's you for a moment, don't you think if we were describing some third person that you didn't know and the track record that they have on the roads and the amount of tickets they've accrued in this short of time, don't you think that you might think that person shouldn't be driving?
Yes, but I'm not that person because I stay in one lane.
But you
fast.
Are that person
you
is what we're telling you.
12 hours in traffic school on Saturday and Monday got pulled over doing 90.
Yeah.
How are you angry about that?
Well, I have another theory.
He's angry at the DMV. He's mad.
I have another theory for right. that. Prejudice. Religious prejudice. Religious prejudice.
Because they can tell you're Jewish from...
Well, from my neighborhood on my driver's license. I live in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood.
And they know that when they pull you over?
Yeah, how do they know
look
that?
At my license.
Dude, but they can barely see your car you're driving so fast, much less your beard.
Is there a big Hanukkah thing on the back of your car?
No, I took that off.
He has a Chevy, like, yarmulke on the back of his car.
That's what I'm asking.
So there's no way to tell, especially when it's dark. And they pull you over for doing 90. At that point, your problem is not some kind of prejudice. It's going 90.
I disagree. They see my neighborhood.
Stupid.
They see my neighborhood. The neighborhood I live in is predominantly Jewish, okay? And they say, oh, he's Jewish. He owns everything in the world. Let's cut into his finances by giving him a ticket. That's why I have so many.
But this is a guy saying, hey, I went to jail because I'm black, not, hey, I went to jail because I robbed a bank or whatever it is. I mean, this is you looking for an excuse for what they're doing to you. And in reality, it's your behavior that is the cause.
I'm just saying the vehicle code is double standard.
It may be.
And it's religious prejudice.
It's not.
Expletive Jews.
It's not. First one may be possible. Second one isn't possible. But... You were going 90 again after spending 12 hours in traffic school. Now,
dude, most people I know, if they are this close to real trouble, real serious long-term trouble with their license, they drive super cool to allow some of those points to drop off before they risk incurring any new ones.
Beer Mug, if you lose your license, what happens? I mean, we love having you here. Why are you risking that?
He rides
Who's
with you
gonna
every day.
Who's going to make Lisa's coffee?
Yeah, exactly.
Lisa took doctor work for a month because he didn't have a license.
I live in the valley.
There you go.
It looks like I'm going to be a Jew on a bus.
Dude, Beer Mug is just... Now I
yeah,
see it all
I'm
clearly.
Yeah, that I'm paid to see.
Fear Mug heard Lisa brought Doc to work for a month because he didn't have his license.
I'm riding with
and
Lisa.
So this is a plan. He's been trying to get pulled over, get his license pulled so he can come to work with Lisa every day.
That yeah, I sounds don't think like he a could deal. Take it because I drive like, you know.
Yeah, you need a carpool cabin. What are you? six-pack on the way in the carpool lane.
I can't pick anyone up.
Kevin's car.
Slow my car down.
Right.
All right, we're going to take your calls. There's a bunch of people on hold who have had their license suspended.
Oh, good. Okay.
And they're going to tell us exactly how far you can go. Seven tickets in how long?
I'd say year and a half.
A year and a half. Seven tickets.
Wow.
You're a menace to society, Beer Mugs.
Well, you stupid DMV. All right, we'll be right back.
One of the best interns we've ever had on the Kevin and Bean Show is our friend Beer Mug, who's in the studio right now. Unfortunately, he's in his final weeks with us because he's not going to have a way to get to work soon.
Yep.
He is dangerously close to losing his license. He blames the great state of California on his bad driving habits. But we're looking for your stories at 1-800-520-1067 if you have been in a similar boat. By the way, Kerouac listener suggested that you need to change your name, get a new identity, change your name, and then start over with a new driver's license. Take the new written test, take the new and I don't know whether they would put two and two together. I don't know if they match Social Security numbers or not, but it's just something to look into, Beer Mug.
Got to fake one of those too. I mean, come on. All right, he's had seven tickets in a year and a half. Let's say good morning to John, who is calling from Van Nuys. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We are good. Beer Mug, you're going to think that we're you're going to feel really well after talking to these listeners. You're really going to be happy about
this
because they're way worse. All right, go ahead, John. Tell us about your license.
All right, with me, what ended up happening is that I got about five tickets in a 6-month span.
Ouch!
Oh my god!
All over in excess of 100 miles an hour.
Oh, that's my man,
John.
Wow.
How did they not?
All over 100.
After the first two, how did they not take your car?
After the first two, I had to pay. Basically, I never went to any of the traffic schools. I never got enforced traffic school. They asked me if I wanted to.
Right. I don't think that's really a question as much as it is kind of.
what is happening is that the first ticket didn't cost me too much. I think it was like a $350 ticket. The second ticket was about $1,500.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And you said, that's not enough for me.
I need more.
And then the third and fourth ticket that I got, that one was almost like back-to-back, like 1 week and then the following week.
Did it occur to you, John?
That one, they revoked my license for about 3 months.
Wow.
Did it occur to you at any point during that, I don't know, maybe you should go a little slower just until that all clears up? Even?
Yeah. Well, you know how it is, man. You know.
I do.
No, I don't.
By the way, in case you're a good driver and wondering why your insurance rates are so much, it's because of asshats like John who are getting back-to-back tickets for going 100.
And Beer Mug.
How old are you, John?
I am 25.
Yeah, that's why. He's the kind of guy that they set those tables by.
Yep.
So where are you now? You got a license now, John?
I got a license. I had to pay approximately $3,500 in fees to get my license back.
And
was it worth it to be so cool and drive so fast?
to be very honest with you, it wasn't so much the money as I lost my car due to that.
They took your car.
I did not know that they can, if you have so many tickets, they actually revoke your registration. I had just got a new car from a dealership. They revoked the registration, and they actually repossessed the car for that.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
So Beer Mug has that to look forward to, it sounds like.
Excellent. Thank you, John, for the call. That's not so bad for you, right?
I hope so.
Let's go to Rose, who's calling from North Hollywood. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning.
You're, I think, the only girl. Yeah, there might be another one on hold for driving too fast. Tell us about what happened to you.
It's not my fault. The cop even told me to tell me that it's my car. That even while I was driving down Winnetka, there's a van going about 50. You know, it's a 35-mile street. And, of course, he'd pull me over when the van's flying by. And I asked him, like, why would you pull me over? He goes, I can spot your car a mile away. So most of them were all speeding tickets, you know.
All right, hold on. Rose, hold on 1 second, sweetheart. What kind of car is it?
Well, it's not a $50,000 car. I mean, I had a little Corolla, but, I mean, I had rims on it. It was blacked out. I have three brothers, so, of course, like, they went buck wild on my car and made it all sporty, you know.
But even if they spotted your car a mile away, if you weren't breaking the law, they wouldn't have any reason to pull you over.
Oh, yeah. I asked him, I'm like, so what do you think the percentages of, like, you know, me getting pulled over compared to that van? He goes, much higher. He goes, if I saw that van speeding in you, he goes, I would definitely pull you over.
But much lower, Rose. Much lower, Rose, if you're not speeding.
Oh, no, definitely. I definitely got a lot slower lately, you know. I've been a year. They took my license away for 1 year.
They took your license away for a year? You're only 22.
Yeah, I know. I learned my lesson. I can tell you that. I was metro busting it, Chevrolet legging it, all of the above.
I think Rose got pulled over for being hot. That's what happened.
Well, you see a van with an old smelly dude with a beard, and you see Rose, you go, I'm pulling over Rose.
Yeah, I'd like to pull over Rose. I'm not even a police officer.
A cop actually let me go a few times.
There you go.
You're even a worse driver than you're saying.
She got her license taken away for a year, and she got off on some of them, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
So the earbug needs to start showing some cleavage.
That's right.
Rose, I'm glad you called. Thank you. We want to move along to Caesar because he is LAPD, and he's got something to weigh in on. Caesar's in Gardena. He's on line 6. Good morning, Caesar. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good.
Good. So you've heard the discussion. Thank you for calling. You've heard the discussion that we're having about Beer Mug and the trouble he's got. What's your advice?
I was just cracking up at how he was saying that, religiously racist.
We think he was joking about that.
Yeah.
It always cracks me up, like when you pull people over. Like today, I pulled a guy over for speeding. Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, it wasn't nearly 90, but I mean, he was going 75 in a 35. And when we gave him a ticket, I mean, he was irate about it. I mean, the best approach about it, if you're like, hey, look, if you're honest and upfront with the officer, best chances are you're either going to get a warning. I mean, obviously, the officers have discretion. Unless you're committing a felony or just a really unsafe violation, we have discretion. But if you come across as like you're just being a clown or you're being disrespectful, we have, the vehicle code book's like about a 3-inch book. We're probably more than likely going to cite you for that and anything else we can find on that car.
Right.
So if you're being a smartass, then you start looking for other things to tag them with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
Beer Mug, smartass, where are you?
Caesar, hi. This is Beer Mug here. Every time I've been pulled over, Caesar, I've been nothing but cordial to officers. I put my hands on the steering wheel to display that I have no weapons. I pull over to a safe, lit neighborhood for your safety and my safety. And the sympathy card that I, try to use by telling the officer on Monday that, I just got out of traffic school, he didn't buy it. He didn't.
Well,
I showed
he's not
him the
saying he's going to let you off. He's saying if you're an ass, he's going to find more stuff to hang you.
If
with.
I
so
am,
you,
if I'm
you
a cop,
did a good thing.
And God forbid I'm a cop. But if I'm a cop, and some guy tells me after I pull him over for going 90 that he just got out of traffic school on Saturday, I would laugh at that. I would write you up so fast it would make your head spin.
Caesar, let me ask you this, officer. What percentage of people, and just generalize, obviously, I know it varies officer to officer, community to community. What percentage of people get a ticket versus a warning?
I don't know. It depends also the area you work in. But, I mean, I work the Valley, and I don't know. I'd say 50-50.
Yeah. 50-50, really? That good at odds to not get a ticket, huh?
What about a giant vehicle? Is that worse? Because Beer Mug drives a Tahoe on top of a Jeep Wrangler or something. I don't know. It's not. Do big vehicles have anything to do with it, or the color of the car or anything?
No. It's not the color of the car or anything like that.
Color of the driver?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
The yarmulke he's wearing?
I mean, almost like the previous caller said, I mean, if you got a big flashy vehicle, when you're just looking out, cruising down the street, even if you're just not a cop, I mean, that's what's going to catch your attention.
Catch your eye, flashy car. Right.
Not the driver, although, the driver, he may also catch your attention, but...
Yeah.
Well, Beer Mug, he's rocking the Modest Yahoo CDs at full volume. You know how the Jews are. All right, Caesar, listen, thank you very much for the call. Mug, I think what we're saying is learn from this. I guess
who's
that's
saying
what we're
that?
Saying.
This is funny to me. Let's have him go do it again.
You know what I've learned? I'm moving to Germany where they have the Autobahn.
Well,
that's a good answer.
You should go there.
You can't possibly slow down, so you got to go to Germany.
Yeah,
yep.
You're concerned about them not treating Jews well here, so move to Germany.
Time for Afro calls, 323-520-AFRO. You leave a message 24 hours a day for us on any topic, including movies that you're hoping to go see.
I'm going to see Juno.
Well, please enjoy.
I'm not positive that I remember this story.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I just want to remind you guys that Rodney on the Rocks took a shit in his pants, and Bean was the one that leaked it.
Oh, I know. Oh.
What's the...
It's, they believe that Oh No My Butt was Rodney.
Oh,
Rodney thought that we were talking about him instead of...
No, that wasn't Rodney.
It was the cleaning crew, right.
Yeah. Don't get me started on that. Somebody's looking forward to the movies tomorrow.
What is it? What is the thing from Cloverfield? Damn you, J.J. Abrams!
By the way, we talked to executive producer J.J. Abrams, the creator of Cloverfield, which does open up tomorrow. We talked to him last week, very, very, very early in the show. He had some fascinating things to talk about with us about that and about Lost returning this month. And we do have highlights of that interview for you coming up in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. If you're obsessed with both of those projects, as we are, you'll want to definitely stick around and hear it.
Bean started blogging again.
Bean, why are you still blogging? Why did you not hear my plea? Why are you still blogging, Bean? In this year, you should resolve not to blog anymore. Why are you still blogging? Oh, this man is so hot.
Made a quick turnaround, didn't he?
Sure did.
Got very happy all of a sudden. We love the clip from T.O. where he's crying after the Dallas Cowboys lost.
Why would you bring up the Cowboys losing? Why? Just leave them alone! Don't you understand? They just are trying to be the best football team out there!
Zac Efron had to have something removed from his body. We don't know what.
Hey, I heard Zac Efron had penisitis of the colon.
Nope.
That's your answer? Nope.
He's as heterosexual as I am.
Sure.
Oh. Driving through L.A. is very spooky, especially when you're driving at night. Yeah. Then it's really spooky. Oh, shit. I hope I don't get sued for this.
Dude, you cannot use the word spooky anymore without being threatened with a lawsuit. We'll explain coming up next half hour.
All I want to know is when is butthole day, and will butthole things be happening? Ooh-wah, ooh-wah.
That's a fantastic question. Lisa, what time of year is Butthole Week?
It's
I don't
in
remember.
March. It's coming up in March. End of March.
Okay. Are you competing again this year? Or are you sitting this
I'm
year
a
out?
Judge this year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
After winning it 3 years in a row?
Yeah, I wanted to let the youngsters come in and give
that?
It a shot.
And finally, a little song.
Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean, Kevin and Bean. Stupid things are going to happen. What a do nephew.
Sing it if you know it.
Oh, Kevin and Bean outside my window. Oh, it's Kevin and Bean behind the tree. I wish that Garmin could see, but he's looking for a job and trying to flee. And it's Kevin and Bean outside my window pane. Liars, lines you do not cross. Post office, Pluto, outer planet. Duck's longtime fan him. Love peanut butter and wish peanut butter lovers love with them. Oh, I wish that Lisa could see butter's spread and she's getting busy. Right. And it's Kevin and Bean outside my window pane.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful, beautiful
awesome.
Song.
He may be listening too much, and we thank him for that.
That's this Saturday and Sunday at La Curic. Oh, in Anaheim?
What? What is it?
Sorry.
What's the name of
How
it?
How would you say it? C-U-R-A-C-A-O.
Curacao.
Okay. At La Curacao in Anaheim.
Oh, there you go. Oh, did you not pre-read that?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm smooth.
What was your first hint?
I couldn't even tell. It seemed smooth to me.
At least you faked your way through it.
At least her microphone wasn't on at the beginning. Yeah, and then Kevin kind of eased her into the broadcast.
I didn't want it to be too sudden.
That was very, very, very
this
fun.
The show is no longer good. It's 7:56 on the Kevin and Bean Show, and time for the Showbiz Report. Here's Ralph.
Before I get to the Showbiz News, I have a quick email to read from a listener, Dale, entitled, Please Kill Bean.
Oh,
okay. What is that about?
Another one?
Ralph, could you off one of your colleagues for me, please? I have a 4-year-old son named Zachary, and every time I listen to Bean the Freak gasp and say, My sweet Zach, every time future pathetic reality show star, D-list celebrity, and where are they now subject Zac Efron's name is mentioned, it's creeping me out. I know he's just being a douche, but still, it gives me the creeps.
Yeah, it should.
All right. First of all, Zach is forever. Okay, first of all. He's not here today, gone tomorrow. This guy's the real deal.
Or maybe you could just kill Zac Efron, but then it'd probably be worse, because then it'd be something like, oh, my sweet dead Zach, which would be even worse. Many thanks, Dale. Dale, I'll get right on that for you. I've been trying to find a good reason to off Bean for some time, and this seems as good as
he gives us reasons every day. You kidding?
I know, but they're my reason, and I feel selfish by killing him. But if I kill him for someone else, it's more of a noble gesture, I think.
Okay.
So I'll kill him for Dale instead of for me.
When?
Let's see.
Today?
What time is it? I can hear you.
Anyway, I hate to do this to you, Dale, but I do have a story about High School Musical. The third installment in the Disney blockbuster franchise will bypass TV, according to Daily Variety, and go straight to movie theaters.
Oh, Bean, how are you going to have a home party and have all your little kitty friends over?
Put on your footie or your onesie and just sit there with your Oreos and expired chocolate milk and watch High School Musical 3.
It's top-notch gay.
You have to leave the clown town and actually go to a theater.
Those of us on the High School Musical chat rooms, we've known this was coming for a long time, and this is the official announcement, but we've known for months that this one was going to be straight to. So we've all have plans. We got a location we're meeting. We're going to get on the bus, and we're all going together. It's going to be fine.
You have a
it's
code a name for the bulletin boards? You have a code name?
I don't need to. There's nothing to hide. I'm proud to say it. But I'm looking forward to seeing Zach on the big screen, of course.
It's top-notch gay.
High School Musical 3 Senior Year will feature all the original cast, including Vanessa Hudgens and her 5 o'clock shadow. And Zac Efron, who apparently in this installment in the franchise, takes his diploma in the rear.
Oh, really? That's how he gets
that's
it?
That's how he accepts it. He gets up on stage in his gown and mortarboard and just bends right over.
Really?
Yeah. And then they perforate his appendix.
Wow.
So it's good times.
Doesn't seem fun.
This must be a record. Well, I know it isn't, but... a celebrity romance that breaks up, a wedding, a marriage that breaks up after 2 weeks. That seems pretty tight.
You have to figure that there was some bad times in there. You know, you got to build in maybe a week of fighting.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
that's 0 to 60, isn't it?
It's really fast.
Eddie Murphy and Tracy Edmonds ceremoniously tied the knot on Bora Bora. However, the two have split, according to TMZ.com. Here is the statement from Murphy's rep, which is like the biggest softball statement ever. It's just so vague. After much consideration and discussion, we have jointly decided that we will forego having a legal ceremony as it is not necessary to define our relationship further. While the recent symbolic union in Bora Bora was representative of our deep love, friendship, and respect that we have for one another on a spiritual level, we have decided to remain friends.
Yeah, who wrote that?
Eddie. Doesn't it sound just like him?
Sure.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
So apparently things aren't going so well.
Going to remain best friends?
Of course.
That's great.
Yeah. Look, the ceremony shows what deep respect and love and spiritual connection they have with each other.
I wish us non-celebrities could remain friends after breaking up. That'd be cool.
If you love each other so much and you have such a symbolic spiritual connection, why are you splitting up is my question. And I got to give mad props to the Gawker. You ever read Gawker.com?
Oh, yeah.
Sure. They are a... they're a celebrity-based, celebrity news site. They do a lot of gossip and rumor and stuff in there, but they can do a lot of hard news as well. And the Church of Scientology is just coming after everybody who's daring to host this video of Tom Cruise getting the IAS Freedom Medal of Valor.
Yeah.
Which is the Scientology Award, and they've got this video online. You can see him talking about Scientology and accepting the award. DMZ's got the rest of it. I hadn't seen the whole thing. I just saw him talking about Scientology, but they show him on stage accepting the award, saluting L. Ron Hubbard's picture. Have you seen that yet?
No.
Yeah, what's that about?
And it's a little...
did Goose step off the
little
stage?
Little Zig Heil for me, but what do I know?
What the hell?
Anyway, Gawker had the video up on their website, and you know how litigious the Scientologists can be.
Yeah. Turns out, yeah.
Here's a great quote, by the way. L. Ron Hubbard, the founder of Scientology, wrote in 1955, "The purpose of a lawsuit is to harass and discourage rather than to win."
That's always been their
game plan.
They can outspend you.
Anyway, they sent the Gawker a letter, cease and desist, saying that it was a violation of copyright because this was property of the church and apparently had been stolen. This is stolen property and you're airing it, and we expect you in good faith to take this down because blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they wrote back, and I love this. They said... where's the letter? I think I may have left the letter in the other room.
Summarize it.
I apologize. Anyway, Gawker wrote them back and said, look, this is newsworthy. We're a news organization.
Right.
Therefore, we have a legal right to air this in the name of news. We will not be removing this from our website.
Wow.
So they are meh, basically, is what they said, to paraphrase. Meh, of course, being the legal term.
How do you spell that?
M-M-M-A-A.
Okay.
Anyway, they're not bowing to what is what I'm trying to get across here. And I think that's great for them because a lot of other YouTube and other outlets have run scared and pulled the video. But you can still go to Gawker.com and see the video if you're so inclined. And I just think it's cool of them to have some balls and to stand up to Scientology.
That's Gawker, right?
Gawker,
right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Don't you get the impression, though, that if Scientology doesn't come after you and settle it in the courts, that they'll settle it with a chloroform rag? Like in the alley behind the Gawker's offices?
Sadly, with a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, they're scary. I'm not telling you they're not scary, but it's nice to see somebody say, look, however this was released, it's newsworthy. Tom right. Cruise, this book is coming out. This is a news story, and we are treating it as such, and so we have a legal right to show this this video.
Well, and you guys made an excellent point that it's the only quote-unquote religion that doesn't want its central beliefs publicized.
Hey, if a priest is talking about the Catholic faith on a video, they're not suing to get that taken down.
No.
What sense does that make?
Yeah, insane. And there may be trouble in the Simpson family. Not the OJ,
Bart?
But the Jessica.
Oh.
Apparently Bart. Jessica's upset with her dad, Joe, because Dallas Cowboy Tony Romo is upset with Joe. Because Tony found out that Joe was responsible for selling the photos of the family vacation they took in Mexico that showed
no
him and Jessica together.
No kidding.
Apparently Tony confronted him on these allegations. Joe is denying it to Tony. However, Jessica took Tony's side in the argument. Now there's a big rift between Joe and Jessica.
Wow.
I just so assumed those were paparazzi lives. Photos.
Wow.
Yeah. So it could be Joe attempting to bolster his daughter's public profile at the cost of Tony Romo.
Tony Romo's not really a menacing figure, though, isn't he? Probably swatted him like a girl.
Yeah, said, hey, don't sell those photos.
Why did you sell those photos?
Romosexual.
He probably meant to talk to Jessica's dad, but accidentally ended up talking to his mom.
Her mom? She intercepted the conversation, you mean?
Exactly. Exactly, Ralph.
I get your point. Today's celebrity birthdays. James Earl Jones is 77 years old today. Just the best voice ever,
yeah.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yep, spectacular.
Yep, he does.
Maury Povich, talk show host, is 68. Muhammad Ali, boxer, is 66. When's he going to fight again? That's what I really want to see.
Hopefully never.
I want to see Muhammad Ali and Floyd Mayweather Jr. That's the pay-per-view I want to see.
Dude.
I want to see the 24/7 special on that. Meanwhile, in Ali's camp.
Come on, that's
I'm
sad.
Just saying.
I know what you're saying.
That's what I'd like to see. It doesn't mean it's nice. I would just like to see it. Oh, sure. You can make fun of Dick Clark all day long, but a little Muhammad Ali, all of a sudden you get your panties in a twist.
Michael J. Fox could be the undercard.
I see what you're saying.
Oh. Right?
Yes. Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals is 49. Jim Carrey turns 46. Yeah, Susanna Hoffs, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
49?
Yeah.
You can knock
me
over with a feather hearing that because she looks spectacular.
She does.
Jim Carrey is 46 years old today. Naveen Andrews, who plays Saeed on Lost, is 39. Kid Rock turns 37. And Zooey Deschanel. Remember her from Elf and from various other films. She's 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine.
All right, listen.
Lisa's so good on that clip.
I know.
Well, it's kind of what I do.
Remember how
it's what I do too.
Yeah, that's true too.
Poorly.
Remember how popular the OC television show was before that aired, and then just right in the toilet. Just canceled like four episodes after that. It was
I think
gone.
We destroyed it.
Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, it was good times.
All right. Before we get the following story, I want to make sure we have Bald Brad. He's a friend of ours on the phone. Good morning, Bald Brad.
What's up, guys?
All right. First of all, we lied to you about why we wanted to have you on.
What do you mean?
Second of all, here's Psycho Mike. Here's Psycho Mike.
So I have a buddy. A real nice guy, and he comes up to me and he says, man, I was so funny. The other night, I was at a club partying, and I was partying with Bean from the Kevin and Bean show. And right off the bat, that strikes me as odd, because I know Bean, A, doesn't leave his house and doesn't party.
Doesn't party ever.
And I said, what? What do you mean? He's like, yeah, man. He really likes you. He was talking so highly about you. And I said, wait. What are you talking about? And he's like, yeah. And man, he's like, you must have so much fun at work. That guy's an animal. He was talking about how rich he was. He was ordering bottles of champagne for no reason.
No,
he was ordering like the most expensive bottles of champagne and just pouring them all over people. And I'm making it rain and scream. And I said
to him, Mikey, come on.
I go, what does Bean look like? I don't know, 5'6", bald, like Michael Chiklis. And I said, wow. So obviously, I'm starting to piece two and two together that it was not, in fact, Bean. It was Bald Brad. No
you
more
think,
than a couple.
You think maybe it wasn't me pouring expensive
right,
bottles?
Right.
So,
no more than 2 days. 2 days later, my wife comes home from a gifting suite type thing they did for the Golden Globes.
Right.
She was working for a friend of hers, and a guy goes up to her, and they're talking about me and what I do for a living. And he said, oh, it's the craziest thing because I was partying with Bean from Kevin and Bean the other night. That guy's an animal.
Bean's going to be mad at me.
So, Brad, I know you've been Lightning a lot in the past.
Well, because I had Lightning business cards.
Yep. You did steal Lightning's business cards. I know you've been me many times.
I can't even remember.
Brad would have a girl call me to vouch for him that he's Kevin.
Oh, my God. That takes balls.
And I would say, sure, yeah, whatever he says.
Well, who would you say you were?
Absolutely.
Then?
Just producer, okay. Whatever.
Let me tell you guys the fundamental problem with saying I was Kevin or saying I was Lightning. They could go to the website and see it. What I found is that everyone would say, you know, they'd always talk about Bean being a cardboard cutout.
Right.
And people are like, you're not tall. I go, that's just one of the maintenance guys we took a picture of for a joke.
Nice.
And use it on the, I mean, it was perfect.
So let me ask you this, Brad. Is it a difficult sell or do people believe it immediately?
Honestly, people want to believe. You remember the first time I ever did it? You were with me, Kevin. We were in Vegas.
Oh, I know.
And it was for the little Bridget the Midget girl.
That's right.
Kevin and Bean, and you just let it ride.
Bridget the Midget had some kind of band. We were at some dive bar in Vegas, and Bridget the Midget was saying, you guys are Kevin and Bean, and we were like, yes, we are.
And the yes, we are.
Cool Kettle Ones were very good, weren't they?
But here's the thing. I get used to Bean not being there. So, like, Dave will come out on stage with me. We'll say we're Kevin and Bean, you know, right. And introduce the band or whatever. Mike, I'll say it's Bean. I'd say anyone's Bean. I don't care.
Yeah, I know, and that's great.
It is great.
It helps me out.
I think Brad's onto something because my friend was super hyped. He was pumped that he partied with Bean. He was all into it. They want to believe.
Bean, you should be way happy about this, by the way.
Bean, because you're having a good time.
Somebody's having a great time with you, and that doesn't happen in real life, so you should pay Brad to do that.
I would like to interject at this point, if I may, and say I'm not happy about it at all.
You should pay him for that kind of good publicity.
How about $300 every time I go out as you?
Here's what I don't understand, and I have not heard in any of this conversation so far. What is the advantage to you telling people you're Bean? Why can't you just be Brad?
Because you know what? Brad's a lot of fun sometimes. But sometimes Brad can't walk right into the front of the line of a club. But Bean can.
Okay.
But see, hey, what's going on, guys? Blah, blah, blah. Can I get a table? You know what I mean?
That's awesome.
Boom, right in.
Bean, by the way, 6'6". Brad, maybe 5'4". Maybe.
Punk.
You're 5'6", my ass.
Oh, come on, I'm like Shaq.
5'6" with hair.
Brad, you can understand my reluctance to be excited about this because I don't know what – I mean, I do know you, and I know what kind of nonsense you get involved in, and I see paternity suits in my future. I see lawsuits. I mean, I see a lot of trouble down the road.
Well, how about this? Well, how about I just call myself Bean Jr. from now on?
No.
That work for you?
Stick with Bean, Brad. I insist.
Oh,
because
God,
at least somebody somewhere is going to go, wow, that guy Bean is fun.
Hey,
yeah, and those words have never been said.
Bean buys bottles of champagne. Bean leaves huge tips.
That's right, and he makes it rain.
The only thing, Bean, I probably wouldn't go to Cabo if I was you because you owe a lot of people money.
This is what I'm afraid of. This is exactly it.
You make it rain at the strip bars. I'm telling you,
yes.
Bean, you should love it.
That's what I'm talking about. Brad, you must continue.
I will do my best.
All right. Thank you, man. Bye now.
I'm going to get a...
Oh, come on.
Let's do it, man. This is the week. The holiday's Monday. The birthday was this past Monday. How about a little love for the Reverend? Come on.
Martin Luther King! Martin Luther King! Oh, Martin Luther King!
Junior.
Equality is gonna happen. I have a dream. Martin Luther King.
Junior.
Outside my window. Martin Luther King.
Junior.
Behind the tree. We celebrate his life, you see, cause he got shot on the balcony, and it's Martin Luther King
Jr.
outside my window pane.
I have a dream. Assassinate. Hold hands in the promised land.
NAACP.
I'm Rick James, bitch. End segregation and racial discrimination. Jim Crow's laws. I'm black. Assassinate. I have a dream. Thanks for the day off.
Martin Luther King
Jr.
outside my window. Luther King
Jr.
behind the tree.
It's okay. Omar's latest masterpiece. See, what happened, Kevin, is that Halloween Spooks was so popular with listeners back in October that then Omar went into the studio and created Thanksgiving Cooks, and then we had
And
Hanukkah
by so
Jews.
Popular, you mean you had him do it to torture
they
me.
They love it. The kids love it. And that's our latest, our tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. Of course, the birthday holiday is on Monday. You know, we got some flack early in the week when we debuted that song from people who were actually, no joke now, really, really offended by the song. And I don't know why, but they sure were mad.
Because they want to be?
Or they were worried that other people might be offended.
I think that was part of it.
That was my favorite.
We did get a lot of, we got a lot of email, in particular about the one young lady we spoke with named Rocky on the show, who really was upset because this song is a parody of a song that has the word spooks in the title, and there's some sort of connection in her mind to, I guess, us being racially insensitive because we're parodying a song with spooks in the title. I think that was what she was trying to say.
Sure.
Anyway, Todd writes in, hey, so Rocky doesn't like the word spooks. I would also like to have the word cracker removed from the vocabulary. I think a more acceptable statement would be cheese and small puffed wafers that might be lightly salted. I think he meant wafer, but actually now that, yeah. Now that I read it again.
No, wafer's good.
So Todd's writing in that if you're going to take spooks out, please take cracker out. Hey, Kevin and Bean, I was on hold for What to Do Nephew today. I was going to voice my opinion about the MLK song that you guys played. I thought Omar should be fired for the song.
Yes.
Not because it was racist, though, just because it sucked so bad.
I agree.
So,
I'm with you.
That's one opinion. Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm seriously offended. I'm offended that everyone is being offended these days at the drop of a hat. Could you please stop this? I would like to be able to talk without having to watch my ass every second. Please make this happen.
He talks out of
mouth. Don't think we could if we would.
And this is from
the. You don't think we would if we could? Sorry.
Exactly. This is from Micah, one of our African American listeners. Hey, I thought it was a great song about MLK Jr. I especially like the Jr. part. Anyway, the haters are lame. I must have missed the part of Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech where he talked about everyone freaking out about anything that even mentions race, regardless of content. Was that one lady's point really that you mentioned MLK Jr. behind a tree outside your window pane and that's what upset her?
Yes.
Keep up the good work, guys. Longtime listener has a sense of humor and at least two brain cells. That comes from Micah. So we did get some support in the email as well.
And finally, Ken says, Kevin and Bean, I am worried. Let me start by saying I've been listening to your Dog and Pony Show since the 1930s. And in my 38 years, I have never been more possibly offended that I might be in February. Your President's Spooks song that you might write and produce truly might be the most offensive thing I will have ever heard.
Wait, he's already upset about the song that we might do for President's Day?
All I can think of is presidents in white face and maroon lipstick hiding behind trees with top hats. You are solely responsible for this and should be punished. Mr. Brennan, P.S. Brennan is an Irish name. I expect to be well offended on St. Paddy's Day as well.
Well taken. We apologize in advance for the President's Day spook. Sorry.
And now, a moment with Bean.
What's the rush out there, dude? You're afraid the person's going to die of meth labs, you know, something, or what? I could have asked that better.
No, it's perfect. That was A Moment with Bean.
They had the very first contestant on last night's American Idol, by the way, in Dallas, was a former meth addict, and they showed pictures of her back when she was using, and now she's all cleaned up and got a family and the whole deal. Man, that is rough. That is rough stuff right there.
It does not make you look better.
That it says not. That is true.
It's not
that
a beauty treatment.
For sure.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on remember when we did the bit, by the way, where I decided that I needed to get more stuff done? I was too lazy, and I thought meth would be the answer, and I was thinking about getting into it. Mm-hmm. I think the listeners wisely talked me out of it.
I wish you would have.
Just a fleeting idea that maybe it was best it was not fully realized.
That would have been great.
It's 8:38 on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Thursday morning. This Tom Cruise video continues to be a bigger and bigger story. And judging from the email we're getting, there still are some people who have not seen it yet. TMZ had it up as of last night, as Ralph reported in his Showbiz beat. Scientology is working fast and furious to get it taken down from sites that put it up, like YouTube. Gawker.com apparently still has the video up. But it just came to light this past week, and although the video is 3 or 4 years old, and if you thought Tom Cruise was crazy before when it came to the Scientology, this is our first chance, I think, to see him kind of in an official Scientology capacity, right?
I guess,
an official video.
And I guess they had some kind of an award ceremony where they, you know, invited him and a bunch of Scientologists together, and they gave him the Medal of Valor or something. I don't know. Highest medal they could figure out to give him. And he is on camera. He's looking at the camera, and it's kind of a setup for him to go up on stage. He explains to the crowd what he's about, what Scientology is about, etc. And it's it's a little crazy. I don't mind saying. Tom Cruise talking about, you know, and he's the guy who has saved a lot of lives.
Yes, we know this.
Because when he sees an accident, he pulls over and helps. Why? You will find out.
Being a Scientologist When you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help.
Okay. I admire the fact that somebody says they have to pull over and help.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's great. Doctor's driving by, can't help? That seems hard to believe.
I don't know why.
He's a Scientologist. You have to be a Scientologist to be able to help.
We're the only ones that can help. It's a little scary. That.
You can't give them vitamins and make them exercise right there. They're hanging upside down.
I mean, I like the idea that people are going to pull over and help people more.
Sure.
But anyone can do it. Not just a Scientologist.
This is what's weird, by the way, and we've said this many, many times, and I know we're opening up a can of worms to talk about anyone's religion, but particularly Scientology. The Scientologists that we've met, and we have friends who are involved, super nice people. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a tremendous amount of positive attributes associated with people who believe in Scientology. Really decent people. There's just that 10% of it, or maybe it's a little bit more, that's just so crazy and far out. And it's not even – I mean, any religion sounds crazy and far out if you explain it in logical terms. You know, there's a certain amount of faith involved. It's not just science. It's faith. But this – it's just so weird that it's crazy and far out, and it's so hidden. It's
secretive,
such a secret. You're not allowed to discuss it. That's what's creepy about it.
Well, you have to pay, and that's what makes me think it's not –
not so much a religion.
That's what it makes me think.
Yeah.
You would think they would want this video out there to show people, but...
Absolutely.
Nope. They're trying to take it down. This is Tom Cruise talking about Scientologists and how they are the ones who have the answers to pretty much everything.
We are the authorities on getting people off drugs. We are the authorities on the mind. We are the authorities on improving conditions. Criminon. We can rehabilitate criminals. Way to happiness. We can bring peace and unite cultures.
Then well, they're doing a great job.
How about doing that? How about spending some time doing that?
Well done.
And it's interesting that they're the authorities on the mind, yet they have that psychiatry industry of death museum down there on Sunset Boulevard.
No, that's what he means by that. Is yeah. Don't go to psychiatry because they're fake. They're frauds.
Then what does he? What are they doing? What are if Scientologists have unlocked the secrets of the mind? Why are they not sharing that knowledge with science, with medicine, with doctors, so that we can use some of that to our benefit?
What are your crimes?
You have to pay to find out.
They can bring peace. They can unite cultures. That's great. It'd be cool if that happened.
Sure would. Sure would be cool.
You got to know your stuff.
Being a Scientologist, people are turning to you, so you better know it. You better know it. And if you don't...
Then what, Tom?
You know, go and learn it. You know?
Yeah, he was just about to threaten us, wasn't he?
He was.
If you don't, go learn it.
Don't make me come down there. Uh-huh. But that again, that's not that different. I mean, most religions ask you to witness. They ask you to convert. They ask you to share. But again, it seems like they share such a limited amount of the religion and hide much more.
The letters SP are talked about here. SP apparently is referring to non-believers, people who do not believe in Scientology.
Okay.
Which I would guess is 99% of the world,
well,
at least.
Most people. Most of us are suppressive persons, right?
Suppressive person. And a girl asked Tom Cruise, and I find this hard to believe, I think Tom's lying, if he's ever met an SP. As if you can go anywhere and meet Scientologists and everyone believes. What kind of question is that?
That's very odd.
I'm telling you, it didn't happen. That's my guess. But here's what he's talking about.
And I went, they said, so, like, have you met an SP?
Okay, so he finally got to, have you met an SP?
He's married to an SP.
Yeah. And this Tom finds this very funny.
I looked at him, and I thought, oh, what a beautiful thing, because maybe one day it'll be like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day it will be that. Wow, SPs, like, they'll just read about those in the history books, you know?
All right, I'm scared of him.
Creepy.
I am scared of him.
I don't like any religion that wants everybody to be that religion.
I don't mind if they try peacefully. That doesn't bother me. But if it sounds like it's a threat,
there's no room for any other religion.
If it sounds like a threat, then you get a little afraid. Yeah. And poor Tom Cruise. This is the final clip I'm going to play. He just wishes he could take a vacation, but he can't.
I wish the world was a different place. I'd like to go on vacation and go and romp and play and just do that.
know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean,
he wants to go romp and play. Do you know what he means? Mm-hmm. He mm-hmm. wants to go on vacation. He wants to be lighthearted and not worry about the problems of the world.
Yeah, so does Batman, by the way. But Batman can't because Batman has to be available to fight crime.
That's what I want it to be, okay? That's how I would, you know, there's times I'd like to do that, but... But I can't.
Why?
Because I know.
What?
You
what?
Know.
What do you know?
He knows.
What?
You know?
What do you know?
He knows.
What does he know?
He knows.
Why won't he tell me?
Kevin brings up a great question, by the way. Through no fault of his own, this video has now made people think Tom Cruise is even creepier than he is. Is there a point at which, even though he's your most famous spokesperson, he starts to do damage to your cause if you're a believer in Scientology?
I would think there's got to be meetings at time where they go, wow, sure, high profile, that's great, but... He's not making people flock to the Church of Scientology, I don't think.
But they all sound that way, don't they? Anyone who's like a true believer?
I don't know, true believer, not true believer. Bean and I have had friends that are Scientologists, and they are fantastic, kind, nice. Don't try and force you to be a Scientologist. I mean, he sounds like he's the extreme. You know, he's got to convert the world, and it's just his level of... I don't know.
But that's at one of their meetings. How do you know your friends don't sound just like that?
I don't know.
Maybe.
In a protected environment like that.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, that's a good point. But, I mean, one of the best ways to convert, I think, somebody to a religion is to live the kind of life that everybody around can look at and admire.
Yeah.
And not sound crazy.
Well, there is that.
You know? But anyway, I don't know what the eventual outcome. I mean, you know, they're trying to get the video taken down from everywhere. I think it's out there now. I don't think you can put that genie back in the bottle, but I don't know if somebody's going to get sued or what's going to happen next or if somebody's going to turn up dead.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Kevin because he's really the one who's playing the video, not so much I am.
Being
Lisa
playing
and
the
Mike
clips.
And I are just sitting back just watching him
we said
decide
no,
to
don't do
it.
And
I'm
we
not said a, don't do it. Yeah. It would be rude.
And I'm not a huge fan of the Scientologists emailing me and telling me that it's, quote, not healthy.
Wow.
I'm not a huge fan of that.
It's not very veiled, is it?
That doesn't seem like it's much of a veil there.
No.
Not healthy to mock Scientology. Not
what
a huge
did I tell
fan
you yesterday?
Those.
You get the King of Mexico to start your car for you when you leave in the parking lot this morning. That's all I'm saying.
Bean at krock.com. That's all
hey,
I'm saying.
Hey, Ralph's here with the Thursday Showbiz Bean. What's going on, Ralph?
I'm Eddie Murphy. I love you, baby, but I don't want to marry you.
He just got married.
No more. Thank you. Thank you so much. It's Eddie Murphy.
Good impression.
Roughly 2 weeks after Eddie Murphy and Tracy Edmonds ceremoniously tied a knot on Bora Bora, they have split up, according to TMZ.com.
Hate to see kids give it such a good go and then
you
finally fall apart.
You can't say they didn't try. I mean, they went through everything.
They tried everything.
They got counseling, you know, went to couples therapy. And
they didn't have time for that
retreat? Remember that retreat they went on?
They didn't have time for any of that.
Oh. Did they do the trust exercise where somebody falls backwards? Did
Apparently
they even
not.
Try that?
Apparently not.
TMZ.com.
It's weird. I'm sorry, Ralph. It's just so weird for Eddie Murphy because he didn't get her pregnant and leave her or anything like that, right? It's just it seems to be like a mutual, we're breaking up and we're fine about it.
Yeah. Unless the best man put a dress on and then Eddie Murphy, you know, his head got turned.
James.
Right.
Here's the statement that went to TMZ.com. After much consideration and discussion, we have jointly decided we will forego having a legal ceremony as it is not necessary to define our relationship further. While the recent symbolic union in Bora Bora was representative of our deep love, friendship, and respect that we have for one another on a spiritual level, we have decided to remain friends.
What do all those words mean? I tuned out there.
I think it means we're just going to be pals and not so much together anymore in a romantic relationship.
After getting married 2 weeks ago.
After getting married 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
They just do what they want, don't they? They just go on a whim. Justin Timberlake may be cheating on Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Star Magazine claims that while Justin's girlfriend is filming in England, he's been spotted spending some quality time with Kate Hudson. That little trollop.
Hmm.
I am not
she
a huge...
She spends a lot of quality time with everybody, doesn't
Kate
she?
Kate Hudson fan.
But apparently Justin's... finding it elsewhere while Jessica's busy.
Hmm.
Being an actress. She's going back to actressing.
Is that right?
Yeah, as that girl said on American Idol.
That's right. I love that.
Actressing.
Going back
well, if you
actressing.
Can't make it as a singer, Ralph, it's easy to make it as an actress.
Sure, it's much easier. This Tom Cruise thing is spectacular.
Yeah.
You guys were playing a little piece
of it. No, we weren't.
Oh, you weren't?
You were.
Oh.
You were playing it.
A little tape of the video that preceded Tom receiving the Freedom Medal of Valor Award from the AIS.
Which is some insurance company.
Company, I think, that Landis commercials for. No, I believe it's the International Association of Scientologists.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Did he get the award for saving a certain number of lives in a 12-month period, or is it unrelated to his heroics?
I think this is just his an award celebrating his commitment in...
Just for being swell.
In propelling the religion across the world. In the video, they say he's turned 1 billion people on to Scientology.
A billion?
That's what the video
says. How many has he turned off to Scientologists?
Yeah, exactly. So this video has been making the rounds, but apparently there's more to it. I was in the other room doing some research, and the London Sun tabloid, their website in the UK, they've got the rest of the tape where he does his acceptance speech.
Oh, I haven't seen this.
So they play the video you guys were playing. Into the crowd while they're waiting for him to come out on stage.
It's him looking into a camera, explaining stuff.
Then the lights come up and he walks out on stage wearing what looks to be the hubcap of a 67 Corvair around his neck with a ribbon. It's the biggest
metal?
Faux metal you've ever seen in your life.
It's like those giant checks that they hand you for
a big novelty medal.
One time for your man. Everybody up in the house. One time. Let me hear you say, Flavor Flav.
That's funny. It's bigger than Flavor's clock.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. Monstrous. And I love how they just make something up to it. It's the Freedom Medal of Valor Award.
A lot of good words.
They made it back upstage. Backstage, they made that up.
Wow.
It's the Super Duper Goodness Certificate of Magic Award.
They have to come up with a good name because it's a huge award.
So Tom comes out, and I'm telling you, if you think that was spooky.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear Tom Cruise in front of the crowd of rabid Scientologists.
Yes.
Standing in front of a giant globe with fire coming out of it. The set's like a big globe where there's fire and eagles and everything.
What?
It's all very creepy.
Are the eagles on fire?
There's a certain it's a smell of like 1939 Berlin in the air.
How dare
it's all
you.
Very creepy. But listen to Tom make this veiled threat against the rest of us. He's starting to marshal the forces. Forget about the monkeys arming themselves.
Yeah.
And the robots taking over and the killer bees. Listen who I think we got to look out for.
These are the times now, people. Okay? These are the times we will all remember. Were you there? What did you do? I think you know that I am there for you. And I do care so very, very, very much. So what do you say? We're going to clean this place up? Huh?
Yeah!
Okay. Because we're counting on you. Okay. All right. To LRH.
What did he say? To LRH. And he salutes the photograph of L. Ron Hubbard that's on the stage.
Oh.
They're getting ready to clean this place up, Kevin.
What do you think they mean by clean this place up?
Well, I think Adam West as Batman has the final answer on that.
Their minimum objective must be the entire world.
That's what I'm guessing.
Oh, how dare they.
World domination. They're going to clean this place up. There's a new sheriff in town.
No
His name's L. Ron Hubbard.
So this is the time, huh?
This is the time.
Is he raising, I guess, L. Ron Hubbard impregnated his wife or something? Is that part of the deal?
I think that's a story.
They deny that emphatically.
The new Andrew Morton book. I don't believe that's part
is
of
that
his acceptance
baby gonna,
speech.
Is that baby being raised to be the future Antichrist or something? Or, I mean, put the pieces together for me here, Ralph.
I don't know. I think Gregory Peck and Lee Remick are raising their child, and then Gregory's going to kill him in a church or something. I'm not quite sure how it works, but... I don't like the tone of he's going to clean the place
either.
Up.
I don't either.
And the big roar that comes up. And then Heil Hubbard. I don't need that at the end of the speech either.
No kidding.
It's very disturbing.
The whole, this is the time, and, you know, you're going to always remember this and what you
this
did and
time.
Where you
where were.
Where
were you when this happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's a call to arms almost.
Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles.
Ralph at krock.com.
and it's also weird that his next movie that's coming out is him playing a Nazi, too. By the way.
Oh, that's right.
But he was a good Nazi. With the
I forgot that he had the eye patch. He was a good Nazi. He was trying to kill Hitler.
Well,
they all think they're good Nazis.
He has an eye patch.
Danny Lynn has an eye patch. Doesn't make her a Nazi, Kevin.
Let's take a look at the celebrity birthday, shall we?
Dear God.
Zooey Deschanel. Adorable. She's just adorable.
She is.
Is she the sister of Bones?
Yes.
Are they brother and sister?
Yep.
No, sister and sister, actually.
I guess they would be sister and sister. The other Deschanel who plays Bones on the show Bones.
Yeah.
With the giant eyes?
By the name Bones. Oh. Goes by the name of Bones, the character Bones.
I think she's Emily, Bones. Isn't she?
She is Emily, yes. I couldn't
yeah,
think of her.
They're both adorable.
Zoe's 28 years old today. Kid Rock is 37 years old. Naveen Andrews, who plays Saeed on Lost, he is 39 years old today. Jim Carrey.
Oh.
Actor. Guy who talks out of his butt. Is 46 years old today. Susanna Hoffs, lead singer for the Bengals, turns 49. Muhammad Ali is 66 years old today. I could take Muhammad Ali. I'm just saying.
So. Well, yeah, of course you could.
I'm just saying. He's the greatest. I could get into a ring with him today. And
but
I think
he's 100.
He's 66. He's still. Look, Rocky came back at 60.
No, he didn't.
I'm just saying. I could hold my own against the greatest.
Character.
I could hold my own against the greatest. Is what I'm saying. James Earl Jones is 77. I think he kicked James Earl Jones' ass.
I can't him. I know. Thing.
77 years old. And Betty White from the Golden Girls is 86. I don't think I could stand a chance against her.
Now, she's a tough broad.
It depends. Are we just boxing or is it like MMA? Is it like punch, grapple, kick?
Because she's good at that.
If I could grapple her, I think I could probably.
If you could get her to the mat?
I can make her tap out, I think, yeah.
Betty White tapped out a long time ago.
She's 86 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I got a question for our friend Ralph Garman, who's in the room with us. What is your fascination with J.J. Abrams?
The guy's just a showbiz god.
Yeah.
He's first of all, he did Alias, one of the greatest TV shows ever in the history of mankind.
Which I still watch on my video iPod.
And I watch the DVDs. I have box sets of every season. I watch it consistently. Then he gives us The Magical Lost, The Magical Island. Uh-huh.
That was good. Remember that? Remember how Lost, when they got off the island and everything got wrapped up nicely? That was a good series.
That was sweet.
Then we put the entire Star Trek franchise in his tender but manly hands. And now he gives us our very own American monster movie with Cloverfield coming out on January 18th. This guy is the best.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy. Can I tell you something? Tender but manly?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Hey, that worried us, too.
It's
yeah.
like my autobiography.
It's the title of your autobiography, yes.
Well, JJ, you've managed to do it again with Cloverfield, just like you did with Lost, goddamn you. You've got us on the edge of our seats, counting the minutes till the thing opens.
Oh, right on. Thank you so much.
I haven't anticipated a movie this much. I can't remember the last time I've been waiting.
Oh,
ever
I'm so fantastic. Thank you.
You know, that teaser trailer you put in front of Transformers, JJ, that was really the thing that got everybody's attention.
Well, the whole idea was to try and do something that will surprise people and not to, you know, a lot of times you see a trailer and you know all about it, then the trailer's too long and tells you too much. And,
yep.
Mm. And you feel like, well, you've seen it. And the whole idea for this was, let's surprise people, don't give away too much. So,
and by don't give away too much, you mean you didn't even put the name of the movie on it, did you? Or
well, it was funny because at the time, we always called it Cloverfield, and we thought, well, that's just our code name, and we'll come up with another name later, and we'll play, you know, but it just, Cloverfield just was the name, and it just stuck. So we ended up saying, you know what, let's just go with Cloverfield.
Right.
Let me ask you this, JJ, and I apologize if this is too inside a question, but is it true that you guys shot the trailer before you shot the movie?
We did. It wasn't that we didn't know what the movie was, but the timing of it, because I knew that the Transformers was going to be, you know, their big summer movie. And
right.
I begged them. I said, please, if we can shoot this teaser, which we'll use much of in the movie, if we can shoot it before in time, we can get it on Transformers. And somehow, miraculously, Paramount Studios said, okay, do it. And so we were literally preparing the shoot of the movie at the same time we were preparing the shoot of the teaser, which we shot 3 weeks before the beginning of principal photography. And it was a really cool kind of like trial run where all the actors kind of got to jump in their parts, and we got to do this big sequence with the head of the Statue of Liberty rolling down the street.
Right.
And then, like, you know, had like a 3 week break basically to continue prep, and then started the film.
JJ, gotcha. I heard a rumor that you got the idea for the head of the Statue of Liberty from the poster from Escape from New York, the old Kurt Russell action film. Is there any truth to that?
If you ever saw either the poster or the album cover of Escape from New York,
right.
There was this amazing image of the main characters running through the street with the head of the Statue of Liberty sitting in the street, and it was this it was just this crazy. It reminded me of the, you know, Planet of the Apes ending,
right.
And I just loved that image, and it was never in the movie, and so I. Literally, when we came up with this idea, one of the first things I thought was, how insane would it be to see this thing land in the street and roll? And on the one hand, yeah, you know, it's preposterous, but my favorite movies are preposterous things that you do and hopefully make them believable.
This is J.J. Abrams on the phone. If you're just joining us, talking about Cloverfield opening everywhere January 18th. You also made the decision, I assume on purpose, J.J., to not put any big-name stars in this film.
Well, the whole idea is that this videotape is meant to feel like something that you've found. And obviously, you know, unlike the Blair Witch Project where you go, you know, well, this could be real maybe, I don't know. You know, obviously we would know if a monster this size, you know, came through Manhattan. But the idea that, you know, we want the people to be a little bit less recognizable, so when you're watching the movie, you're not constantly reminded of the shows or movies you've seen them in. It just felt like it would lend a credibility to it.
Has it been frustrating for you, or do you laugh when you see all the internet chatter with people trying to guess or predict what the monster is going to look like?
Oh, I'm so grateful for anyone who has spent, you know, any time either looking or writing about it, about any of these things. I mean, the fact is, it's those are the people who we make the movie for, and so I am beholden to them, and I love it. And sometimes, you know, honestly, they have ideas that are better than the stuff that you're working on. Like, oh my God, that's genius. So.
Now, JJ, please confirm for us that the monster in Cloverfield is not the smoke monster from Lost.
there is no connection.
Oh, all right, thank God.
But you know, it is this monster. Unlike in, you know, Lost, which goes on for 6 years and you obviously drag it out. This is an hour and a half movie, and you get answers and you get to see this thing, and it's a very, okay, you know, you get answers quickly. Meaning, you know, Lost is going to give you all the answers you want, but this movie gives it to you within the 2 hours.
All right, speaking of Lost and speaking of Cloverfield, we have a crazy employee here at K-Rock, God bless her, named Casey, who is obsessed with both. And she claims that she has gone frame by frame through the trailers for Cloverfield on the internet and has found the numbers from Lost on billboards and posters and street signs in Cloverfield. Is she crazy, or did that happen?
Well, the answer may be both.
It did happen, and she is crazy.
She could be crazy, yeah. Did you put them in there is the question.
The truth is we didn't put them in the trailer, but there are going to be a couple things. If you watch the movie, there are a couple nods to Lost in there that are sort of hidden things that we've put in the film for fun.
Just so for fun.
The trailer didn't intentionally have those things, but the movie does.
All right, gotcha. Now Lost is coming back on Thursday, the end of the month, the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
It's been off for 3 years now. And
all the actors still alive, by the way? All the original actors from the old Lost series? Were you able to get them back together?
We got all of them.
Oh, that's great. I love those reunions when they bring all the old actors back and put them back in the show again.
Yeah.
Tell us about the webisodes that you have. This is a little bit unique.
The idea behind that, and Damon Lindelof and Carlton Cuse, who run the show, were really behind this. The idea was to find a way to, you know, legitimately do kind of the extra features you might find like on a DVD or sort of deleted scenes, to do stories that were outside of the, you know, the mothership, the show,
right,
but that were actually valid, interesting, you know, entertainment. And that's the thing. I mean, a lot of times with Mobisode stuff, you know, you look at things, you go, well, that wasn't really worth my time. And the whole goal was to do stuff with the actors that felt like it was part of the series. And so that's really, you know, any questions about that really would have to be, you know, Damon and Carlton's.
Were the writers paid for the webisodes?
You know, that's part of the whole strike, which is the
I know, that's why I brought it up.
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, Mark Pedowitz, who's one of the people at ABC Entertainment, he's been pushing really hard for sort of fair, you know, payment to the writers. And so there was a deal that was struck that would, you know, sort of hopefully lay the groundwork for that kind of stuff. But now with the strike happening, it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, because that's a huge piece of what, you know, we are striking for, which is to, you know, not be cut out of the revenue for stuff that's either online or downloaded for your mobile phone.
I know you only have another minute, but is this an agreement that could help the strike end? I mean, is this something like that they could pattern it after?
That was sort of the idea, which is to create a sort of template that would at least show a way to go. I mean, obviously, how it plays out is, you know, remains to be seen. But it definitely was a concern.
And you must be split down the middle, being a writer and a producer. I mean, you're kind of getting the best and the worst of both sides, right?
Well, the thing that's, you know, I'm working on Star Trek now. I'm not a writer of this movie, and so it's you know, I guess, technically a little bit easier in that regard. But, you know, I literally have gone out and ticketed, and then when call time happens, I say, I have to go now and be a director.
JJ, we've been having you on the show for years now, and we always enjoy our visits, but they're too short. We never seem to have enough time with you. I hope that we can figure out a way someday you'll have the time to come in and spend some quality time with us in the studio.
I so love being on the show that I actually feel like it's, first of all, it's been way too long, and secondly, I'm going to do this, and you're going to regret asking, you know, but I would love to come in and hang out for a while.
Fantastic.
That's what we want to see happen.
Maybe
all right.
We can talk Star Trek when you're all done shooting. We can
talk
about
that. I cannot wait to show you guys.
We know you need to go. Lost is Thursday, January 31st, 9 o'clock ABC, and Cloverfield Friday, the 18th.
Yes, sir, the 18th.
Fantastic. Very JJ,
good.
Thank you.
You guys are the greatest.
All right.
Thank
it's time to take your phone calls on any topic.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
You can hang out with our producer, Lightning, because we're going to give you a pair of tickets to Supercross Round 2 at the Angel Stadium of Anaheim on January the 19th. It's their special throwback night, don't you know, featuring the 1986 Supercross track and more. It sounds like a lot of fun. We got one of the writers on tomorrow morning's show, by the way. But that's what you get for being on the air with us at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Josh.
I heard there's a writer's strike. They can't talk to us.
These are writers.
Yeah, the writers.
With a D.
Whoa.
Let's talk to Josh with the hot sports rumor that everyone is talking about right now. Good morning, Josh. What'd it do?
How you doing, guys?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Josh.
Morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Yeah, for about the past month now, I've been hearing reports of Solani from the Ducks and working out again.
Yeah.
And then
he's been working out, and he's kind of being cryptic about it, but he says he'll have a decision very soon as to whether he is going to unretire.
Well, on Tuesday, my friend's dad skated with him at Anaheim Ice, and he was told by Solani that his wife has given him the green light if he wants to go back and play.
Oh, his wife tells him when he can play and when he can't. Oh, he's a big, tough hockey player. Pussy.
Well, you know.
Refresh my memory, Josh. Why did he retire? Just because it was a great time to go out after winning the cup, or what?
Well, yeah, that's what he had actually stated that before they won the cup, that he would like to leave on a winning note. But how can you leave how can you retire with 48 goals that season?
Yeah.
I heard his wife wanted to redecorate the rec room, so she made him hang it up so he could pick out fabric swatches for the new couch.
And, you know, the Ducks are on a tear right now.
Yeah, thank God they're going to get him back. That's what they need.
That's what they need.
That's great.
It's bad news for the Kings.
Yes, it is.
Kevin, you don't sound pleased with the Anaheim news.
That's weird. Kevin, you've been a long time.
You know, how dare you? Is that so? He doesn't. Are you a regular Duck fan? You watch all the time. Him. You guys want to hear Mike making fun of me at the stadium at where the Ducks were playing? This is Psycho Mike.
As you know, the Ducks have a lot of fans, including Dave the King of Mexico and Psycho Mike from the world famous K-Rock. I know there's Kings fans on the show. Are you guys the Ducks fans, I hope?
I've been a Ducks fan a long time, him.
Okay. That's great.
She was like, what?
You're retarded.
She looked at him, and then Mike had to, like, clarify.
He's falling over laughing.
I'm making fun of my boss.
Let's talk to Ben in Los Angeles. He's calling about something I missed on the TV.
Ben, good morning.
What to do, nephew?
Wow, Ben missed something on the TV. What happened?
Impossible.
Yeah. One of his dishes went out.
What's going on, Ben?
You guys didn't watch Deal or No Deal last night?
Nope.
No, I'm sorry.
That guest celebrity there, Ellen DeGeneres, she was one of the suitcase girls.
She's hot. So did they put her in a dress?
Yeah, what was so funny, though, was that she had pants and a t-shirt underneath, and the dress is only, like, about waist high.
You know how
uncomfortable she was.
You know that they said, we want you to wear a dress, and she said, no way.
Dress?
If I could wear jeans, okay then.
She hasn't worn a dress since her first Holy Communion.
Right. If they're going to pull somebody out of that household to go on Deal or No Deal as a model, why not,
on a Porsche.
Porsche. What's up with that?
Or Vance, her brother.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Got better legs, right. I'm sorry I missed that. By the way, last night, Ralph, all five networks had reality shows on at the 8 o'clock hour.
That is our future.
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah. Welcome to the world.
Speaking of which, let's go to Zach in Aliso Viejo. Good morning, Zach.
Hey, morning, Kevin, Bean, Lisa May. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's going on?
All right. Well, I was watching American Idol last night, and I don't know if you remember the contestant. She's newly married. And her husband's a model?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. Well, when the husband and the wife are coming out of the room, Crest gives the wife a hug, and then the husband comes out. She Crest's eyes go straight to his, then straight down to his wiener, then straight back to his eye.
Wow, you were watching closely.
I'm going to watch tonight.
I didn't see any of that.
So he gave him the once over, huh?
Yeah. What was that, Nick?
Yeah, so he gave him the once over, huh?
I think it was more like a twice over.
Yeah,
no shock there.
He always he's always super uncomfortable around the women. Always. Okay.
And a little touchy-feely around the fellers.
Yeah, which is
very much so.
A little odd.
After six seasons, we're back.
But is there any more talent? Or is Kelly the lone star?
Oh.
This is Dallas. And this is American Idol.
Because it's the Lone Star stage.
See?
Right. There is
how
be the lone
how
star.
Does he do it?
Dare we close with James in Long Beach?
Yep. All right, let's do. James, good morning.
What it do, nephew? Lisa May.
What it do, James?
Ah, nothing much. You guys got to bear with me. I've got a hell of a hangover.
Okay, sorry. Excellent.
Me and the girl, I have to start by saying I have the greatest girlfriend on the face of this earth.
Who'd you sleep with?
Well, we went out last night.
What did she take you back after you did?
Wake up this morning, and she rolls over a little frisky, start going at it. I make my way downtown for just a minute, and then gag and throw up all over her.
Oh,
I just threw up.
No.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. My God.
How does that make her, that makes you a bad boyfriend? How does that make her a good girlfriend?
Well, wait a minute. Here's
She looks directly at me and goes, did you just throw up on me?
Here's the million-dollar question.
To which you have to say, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really say
she
no.
She responded
and
with.
She immediately starts laughing her ass off.
See?
Wow, that is
a
great.
Sense of humor.
Did you finish or not?
Oh, God, not a chance in hell.
All right. I'm just asking, because he said she's the coolest girlfriend ever. All right, I'm just asking.
I don't think he could
How
finish.
How do you finish after that?
He just
that?
Threw up.
That's not what you want.
Yeah, she's absolutely
Unless you're a St. Bernard, you don't go back there if you're thrown out.
Oh.
You
know,
ever. Well,
maybe
I guess
not.
She went up first after a shower.
Is she ruined for him?
She said, you know what, that's going to be one to tell the grandkids about.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to send your girlfriend some Notaro. I don't know if you're familiar with that product or not, but...
it's for guys.
Well, apparently she needs it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, James.
That's the wrong story to tell you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that one up. That's a bad story to tell. That's not a good story. I'm sorry. That's a bad story.
Right. Yeah.
It was funny, but that's not a good one to tell you. I'm sorry about that.
I want to thank Julie Benz for joining us in the program today.
Oh, she was good.
The story she tells about fighting Charlie with Sylvester Stallone in the jungles of Rambo with the movie coming out on January 25th.
I don't think they're in the jungles of Rambo. I think it's Burma, I think is where
they are.
The jungles of Rambo.
And I don't think they're fighting Charlie.
Anyway, Julie could not have been any more entertaining, whatever she was doing when she was supposed to be talking to us. But tomorrow, look ahead, why don't we? Because we have a great Kevin and Bean show planned.
Well, we have Andrew Siciliano talking about the NFL playoffs this weekend.
Oh!
Two games left to figure out who's in the Super Bowl. Then that long two-week period in between where we hear nothing but their grooming tips and everything else. It gets old.
Go Packers.
Go Packers. Tomorrow's Friday, so we got the movie beat. We got Chad Reed talking about Supercross. We have Matt Reeves, the director of Cloverfield.
My new hero.
We have Mira Sorvino talking about being on House. And we have the K-Rock World Tour 2008 Destination Number 2 Grand Prize, which is Radiohead in Barcelona, Spain.
Barcelona.
So that's tomorrow morning.
Cat Corbett's coming up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. Stick around for Muse, also Tool. We got Nirvana, Modest Mouse, Rise Against Bush, and more right after this on K-Rock.